Absolutely. Well, listen, Rosemary Hill, lovely to talk to you. She's director of the Shakespeare Lives website. Do take a look at that. Find out what's happening in your area. If you're in Stratford, you'll probably be able to find it. You'll just walk out on the street. It'll be happening. Thank you very much indeed to Rosemary. I'm almost done, but I'm joined in the studio by the man who's going to take you through the next 3 hours. John Holmes, I hope you'll be reciting a lot of Shakespeare.
We will be paying our own tributes to Shakespeare, who, of course, very sadly died 400 years ago tomorrow.
Do you know what? So many celebrity deaths.
Well, exactly. And he's just the next one. And we will be paying tribute to him. Absolutely right. I was born in Stratford-upon-Avon, actually. So me and Shakespeare got a lot in common.
You have.
I mean,
that and the talent, obviously.
Yeah.
How many sonnets have you written?
Well, funnily enough, quite a few, because I used to write them at school. But none of them were good, so fine.
Yeah, so one can live with that. Yeah. So what is coming up on Mr. John Holmes' show?
Well, there will be some things, Julia Hartley Brewer.
That is a great talk-up for your show.
I know. The things there will be... there'll be live music, because we drag a busker in off the streets on a Friday, quite literally by going out there.
Pulling
them in.
You are going to get in trouble with the police at some point for doing that, because technically it is kidnapping.
That's right, it is, yeah.
And you do lock the studio door
None of them have got out of here. They're all still chained to Alan Brazil.
there's an image!
So what else are we doing? We'll be doing Condescending, of course, all the haters and the trolls tweets that we collect over the week, read out live from the lift as it travels down through the building.
Well, to be fair, we don't normally let Con out of the lift very much anyway, do we?
Basically, it's his den.
It's the best place. But can I say, the trolling, you don't get much of that, though. People love you.
Oh, don't be silly.
I mean, obviously not people who know you, but surely people who don't know you, never met you, they think you're all right.
I get all my hate stuff from sort of members of my immediate family.
Yeah.
So that's why I just gather that. Yeah. And colleagues, that kind of thing.
Yeah, a lot from colleagues.
Oh, yeah. The news in haikus, of course, we'll be doing that again, which is where we, simplify. The news is complicated, Julia. I don't know whether you've ever seen the news. It's very complicated. Uh-huh. I mean, we can't get our head around it. So we like to simplify it down to the art and the form of Japanese poetry.
Is that
the news
17
in
syllables?
No, 5, 7, and 5.
5, 7, 5. My nine-year-old, they're doing a lot of poetry at school, and there's a lot of, she's coming back and she's explaining different poetry
poems.
Two or three she's come back with. My husband and I go, we have never. It's not like I've forgotten that. I don't know what you're talking about. And she's sort of, but everyone knows about the hobbada-hobbada-hobbada. But no, literally they don't. Yeah, obviously it's very, very, very big in Japan. And you think, no one has heard of this form of poetry at all.
Yeah.
What's gone wrong with the good old limerick? That's what I say.
Well, yes. Do you know any? Do you know any broadcastable ones?
Yes, exactly. Talking of broadcastable, I'll be back on Monday at 10 o'clock and we're going to have George Galloway.
There was a young woman from Bude.
Yes, there was.
Who went for a swim in the nude.
Please.
A man in a punt stuck his pole in her ear and said, you can't swim here, it's private.
Oh, on that note, that could have gone so much further wrong. Anyway, let me tell you what's coming up on Monday. We are going to be having George Galloway, the Respect London Mayoral candidate, in the studio at 10:30 on Monday morning. He's the final of our major candidates standing for the London Mayoral election. It should be a fairly lively one. I'll be back, as I say, at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. John Holmes will be with you in just a couple of moments, but have a lovely weekend.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Gary, Winston Wolf, Direct Line. The landlord Mike says you wrecked this place.
Wait,
knocking holes in the walls. And all that graffiti? Fancy yourself an artiste?
No.
It's all covered, Gary. Mike is with Direct Line. They'll cover up to the full amount insured for malicious damage by tenants.
Oh, good. Can I go now?
Oh, no, Gary. Direct Line's looking after Mike, but who's looking after you?
Direct Line Landlord Insurance covers up to the sum insured for malicious damage by tenants. Can your landlord insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional extra qualifying criteria and excess apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
The nation decides! Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours, but only one must prevail. Try our red sauce and brown sauce snacks today and vote for your favourite flavour, bagging the chance to pack it a whopping £10,000. The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips. Find us on Facebook and vote now.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at eReceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
And good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock. It's on a Friday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Alex with the news.
Thanks, John. Alton Towers owners facing huge fine. UK challenged on refugees and school evacuation over bomb scare.
Talk Radio.
The owner of Alton Towers has pleaded guilty to breaching health and safety rules over a roller coaster crash. Two people had legs amputated after the collision on the Smiler ride last June, and three others suffered life-changing injuries. A judge has warned Merlin it could have to pay a very large fine. Paul Paxton is a lawyer representing eight of the victims.
Here are young people who've gone out to have a fun day out and come away some with an amputation. But that said, it is a comfort that there has been a guilty plea, and now we won't have to go through the necessity of a trial.
Smokers and overweight patients have become soft targets for NHS cutbacks, according to a report by the Royal College of Surgeons. It says more than a third of clinical commissioning groups in England are going against national guidance by denying or delaying routine surgery until people lose weight or stop smoking. Stomach surgeon Dr. Omar Khan says it worries him.
The idea of losing weight before surgery is a good one for the patient, but what I am concerned about, I think what the Royal College document is concerned about, is it's being used as a sort of rationing tool by stealth.
The UN Refugee Agency is calling on the government not to close the UK to migrants who desperately need help. It comes as the number of people trying to get to Greece on boats from Turkey rose again. Andrei Mihajcic told Talk Radio, Britain needs to step up to the plate.
We encourage the UK government to keep an open mind vis-a-vis the relocation scheme, because obviously Greece and Italy alone can't deal with the scope of the issue. And it's a matter of solidarity and responsibility sharing within the EU and Europe as a whole.
A school in southeast London's been evacuated after suspected weaponry from the Second World War was found on a building site. Police think it could be a bomb or a gun. A 200-metre cordon's in place on Boone Street. It's likely to stay there for some time. President Obama's arrived in Windsor, where he and his wife Michelle were greeted by the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh. Mr. Obama has urged Britain to stay in the EU, saying the world needs the UK's influence within Europe. The president's due at 10 Downing Street later this afternoon. And Romania's been booted out of the Eurovision Song Contest for not paying its bills. The European Broadcasting Union says the country's national broadcaster TVR owes more than £11 million. The 61st competition's happening in Sweden next month.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy and breezy in the south.
Are you just going to make this up like Victoria does?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fine, go.
No, this is true.
Okay, fine.
I lied to you.
I think she basically looks out of the window and just says words.
Victoria warned me about you.
Yeah, okay, fine.
cloudy
and
breezy.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? What did she say?
She said, John will be incredibly distracting.
No.
He may well interrupt you.
Yes.
Be prepared for anything.
Fine. All right. Just see how it goes, Alex. It's fine. Welcome, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Carry on.
It's cloudy. Are you interested?
You're gone. Yeah, I'm interested.
It's breezy.
Yep.
That's
I'm looking forward to your high.
Cloudy and breezy in the south, rain spreading north, drier with a bit of sunshine elsewhere, showers developing across northern and eastern Scotland. Highs of 12 degrees Celsius.
There you go, Tom. I told you it was going to be a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one.
What's this Arctic blast that's supposed to be coming over the weekend? Do you know anything about that?
It's apparently getting cold.
Fine. All of the weather details here on Talk Radio. Let's have some sport now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United manager Louis van Gaal is refusing to say whether an FA Cup win or Champions League place is more important this season.
Yeah.
His side take on Everton in Talk Sports Live semi-final match tomorrow evening and are battling for a top four spot in the Barclays Premier League. LVG won't prioritise one over the other.
It's not to me to judge that. I do my utmost best, and we are in the semi-finals of the FA Cup. We are still in the race for the fourth positions in the Premier League, and that was our aim.
Everton, meanwhile, will be without fullback Seamus Coleman for tomorrow's game. He's not recovered from a hamstring injury. Gareth Barry, Phil Jagielka and John Stones need to undergo late fitness tests. It's another huge night in the SkyBet Championship as Burnley look to go top of the table. They need a win away at Lancashire rivals Preston. Finally, in tonight's Rugby League Super League action, early season pace setters Warrington have a derby at Widnes, while defending champions Leeds go to St Helens. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you very much, 1:05.
Talk Radio.
And then the dragon lay dead.
And then what?
And then they all lived happily ever after. The end.
Night, Dad.
ISBN number 01309986 34. Cover photograph by James Benson. Dunnicliffe Press, founded in 2000.
Like getting your money's worth? Try our cheeseburger, made with 100% British and Irish beef. Just 99p from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It's Talk Radio or a rhino's horn.
Fabulous.
Ladders or clowns.
What a mess we've got ourselves into.
Bono's sunglasses.
I definitely have.
The radio. Breaking out of its tank, slithering. To this breaking big news. We've got reaction. Are you in love? I am John Holmes. Everyone on the streets ask me why I'm playing an ecologist on Talk Radio.
Is that the one that starred in the film?
Down a 50-metre drainpipe. Let's go to the opinions of drunk people. Okay, who have you got?
Hiya, how you guys doing?
Today we went out there and asked them, why can't people from the actual countries play the game? You never see them without them, do you?
International Rock, Paper, Scissors competition.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am out, get on a journey of
so good afternoon then, and welcome to your Friday afternoon's entertainment here on the radio. Entertainment, of course, from the Latin enter, meaning amateurish and ill-conceived load of, and tainment, meaning arse balls. I am John Holmes. It's the 22nd of April, tomorrow, being the feast day, of course, of St. George, actually the patron saint of broadcasting. On St. George's Day, we celebrate the time, of course, when he, St. George, on his magnificent white steed, slayed Julia Hartley Brewer. The mid-morning presenter and columnist and Sky newspaper reviewer was terrorising a radio station in the year of our Lord, 303 AD, destroying crops, breathing fire onto producers and telling interns that they don't have the correct phone manner. And to this day, of course, we celebrate her by waving Daily Mail flags and drinking pints of bile. Hello then, I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio in the Afternoons, and yet another... Well, it's sad, isn't it? There's yet another death to report, of course. I mean, overnight, then this is true, overnight, the last original PG Tips chimp from the PG Tips adverts, you know, back when animal cruelty was acceptable, has died, I'm afraid. The chimps used to be dressed up as humans, of course, pretending to be old ladies and such like, if you do remember those adverts, but this was the 1970s. You could human animals up then. I don't know if you remember, remember when you could do that. You remember the black and white zebra show on the BBC back then? It was acceptable to get zebras and pandas, wasn't it, and dress them up as black people.
Yeah.
It was the 1970s. It was a different time, you know, and different era now, it seems, doesn't it? Anyway, the last PG Tips chimp has died, and this is what it sounds like when chimps cry. He was the people's primate. Only 48 years old, such a waste. TMZ website, by the way, reporting that the chimp overdosed on tea. Welcome, it's Friday. Let's do some Friday things. Obviously, there'll be another inductee into the Lonely Lunch Club, the Hall of Misery that is that. As we cheer someone up, it could be you if you're lunching alone by pretending to be your colleague or friend. There's headline hijack on the way as we forcibly insert a lie into the 2 p.m. news that will come. come out of the mouth of Alex this afternoon. Lines are open for that. If you'd like to join in, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use at talk radio on the thingy.
Start your message with any word you like.
Work experience punditry. Today, student Barry has seen a film and we'll be talking about bloody students, never do any work. Diversity paper review. Today, it's
Vaz.
Who is a...
I don't know.
Don't know which diversity it is?
No, okay. Someone else booked it.
Fine. Diversity, though, exciting, new one. If you're a hater or a trolls, Friday's your day because your abusive missives via text or tweet over the last week will get read out this afternoon live from the lift here at Talk Radio, read out by paid intern Con.
Hello.
Yeah. As it and he travel downwards through the building, that is in a feature called Condescending. We've been outside to find out what the people think today, buttons or hammers. There's the news in haikus, live music from a busker, but we'll be going quite literally outside to drag them in from the street. Plus, we'll test your brand loyalty in our end of the week quiz. Star of the Daily Mail, Ginger Dave, producer Ginger Dave, is producing.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Asprod Cass is at a clinic donating her eggs. Seriously, that's what she's doing. That's what she said. She said she's got a surplus when I asked why. So if you want a peculiar northern child in the future, that's where you'll find the ingredients. Chloe is pushing buttons.
Hello.
Hi, Chloe. Victoria is off, so Alex has the news today.
Hello.
Hello, Alex. Paid intern Cornelius.
Yeah!
Is impersonating a chimpanzee drinking a cup of tea. Impersonating a chimpanzee drinking a cup of tea.
I have to do it with just Coke, Diet Coke.
Tea. The chimpanzees don't drink Diet Coke. Use that.
Oh.
Use that. Okay, go on. No, we're impersonating a chimpanzee. That's what he would have wanted. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. Welcome to Friday. You right there?
Yeah.
It was like watching a primate being waterboarded. It's 11. No, make it... Hey, we're all friends. Make it 12 minutes past one. Well, let's start with some music. Good afternoon, then. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. That is the sound of My Chemical Romance, covering Bob Dylan's Desolation Row at 1:15 on a Friday afternoon. And so, I don't know, but why doesn't someone ask me why we're playing that?
Why?
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 Bad.
Why?
Sir.
Sir.
bad, bad.
Hang on, let the song finish. Big finish, big finish, big finish. And now you can ask me why.
Bud.
Why?
Bud. Why?
I don't know what you
do. That, do you remember that advert for Budweiser?
Yeah, I get it. I just don't know why you're doing it.
Bud. Why?
But it's nothing to do with that. Let me tell you what I'm playing.
Bud.
Why?
Stop
saying that. Are you on some sort of promotional...
No, but feel free to get in touch.
Okay, fine. I don't actually like it.
Like good balance there. Yeah, we've ticked that box.
Like drinking urine. That's me why I'm playing that.
But.
No! I'll tell you why. I'm playing that because, of course, that's Desolation Row by Bob Dylan, as played by My Chemical Romance. Mm. And the reason I'm playing it, of course, is because it was inspired... by William Shakespeare. There's a line saying, "And in comes Romeo, he's moaning, 'You belong to me, I believe. Ophelia, she's neath the window. For her, I feel so afraid.'" Now, of course, you're just joining us this afternoon on Talk Radio with breaking news. Mm. We're just getting news in that the playwright and poet William Shakespeare has died 400 years ago tomorrow. Now, which is why I played that in tribute to him. Now, this is the problem is here. I mean, it's there's been so many. I mean, so many now, and it's got to the point where you have to think: is this a coincidence? And then obviously you have to think: yes, it is. But the fact that Shakespeare has gone 400 years ago tomorrow has left obviously a gaping hole. And we're going to be taking tributes this afternoon. Yeah. Your thoughts of, you know, what Shakespeare meant to you, and you know, we've lost one of the greats again, haven't we? If anything, I mean, already I'm getting things coming in here, tributes, and this is, you know, it's just on Twitter, really. Just Morrissey said, "William, it was really something." There, I've got Keith Lemon, tweet from Keith. He said he was an inspiration, although not to me. He's written, "My inspiration is some dog crap in a jar." This is coming. He's the man who's got the best music, Mark Goodyear. On National Radio 1, and that's someone who's confused between William Shakespeare and Mark Goodyear. But you can get your tributes for Shakespeare in. As I say, if you're just joining us, this is breaking news that William Shakespeare, the playwright and poet, has sadly died 400 years ago tomorrow. We're going to do as many sort of regional television programmes do now, again, is we're going to send a reporter out to stand in front of a building for no real reason. That reporter's Cornelius Mendes.
Hi, John.
If you could mic up and go stand in front of a building where we'll indulge in some idle speculation and time wasting in the about the death of William Shakespeare 400 years ago.
Which building would you like in front of?
Tomorrow. It doesn't matter, generic. Because my theory is when you watch this kind of thing on television, they'll often cut to a reporter.
Yeah.
This is like 10:30 at night after the national news, and the reporter will be standing in front of a closed council office.
Mm.
For just waste licence payers' money, didn't need to. All the information they're imparting
could
be done from the studio.
No, that's absolutely
true. It's a waste of time. So I'm going to follow that model.
I'm just thinking, just down the road from us is, of course, Shakespeare's Globe. And there's no play on this afternoon, so that'll be closed.
Yeah.
Could stand outside that,
yeah. I mean, just find somewhere closed and stand outside.
Okay. As well, then.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah. So, your tributes then, if you want to, if you just want to remember, you know, Shakespeare, as I say, we're just getting breaking news that he's died 400 years ago tomorrow. We'll be back with that very shortly. It's 18 minutes past one on this very somber day.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
News just in. You could win a trip to the Rio 2016 Olympic Games with Visa Contactless. Every time you touch and pay for anything up to £30 with Visa Contactless, simply enter online and you'll be in with a chance of winning. So whether you're buying chinos or your morning cappuccino, go cash-free and follow Team GB with pride at Rio 2016. Enter today at visa.co.uk/cashfree. Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need. Visa, worldwide sponsor of the Olympic Games. T's and C's apply. 18s and over. Ends June 5th, 2016. See website for details.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, get a real deal on a 7.5-litre tub of Crown Trade White or Magnolia Vinyl Matte Emulsion for only £11.99 excluding VAT. Now, that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Oh, you! Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in West Sussex, northbound side of the A23 remains completely closed due to an accident involving two lorries and a fuel tank and is the Albourne Junction. Queues remain back towards Pycombe at the A273. In South Wales, through Swansea, the A483 is completely closed due to an accident involving three vehicles and near to the Bridge Street traffic lights. A sign diversion on the scene feature skirts around that closure. And in West Yorkshire, North Helmsall, northbound side of the A1, reports of an accident there and near to the Barnsdale Bar Junction. Public transport OK. I'm Stephen Beach.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
21 minutes past 1 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, and you are joining us on, of course, a very sad day. The breaking news this afternoon is that playwright and poet William Shakespeare has died 400 years ago tomorrow, and we will be talking about this, of course, as time goes on this afternoon. And I say there are tributes coming in already. I've got many of them there. I mean, as Morrissey's already tweeted, William, it was really something. R.I.P. Willie has come in there. Feel free to join in with the hashtag, you know, free at last, Willie, because he's left us. And I've got this. This is very good. This is what it sounds like when two gentlemen of Verona cry. And I think that speaks to us all, doesn't it? I think that's it's very sad news that William Shakespeare, the playwright and poet, has died 400 years ago tomorrow. Get in touch, 87222, start your message with the win. Talk Radio on Twitter, whatever you want. Many celebrities, as well as you'd expect, have been talking about the death of William Shakespeare, who's died 400 years ago tomorrow. Aretha Franklin spoke earlier about it. I think we can listen to it.
I think his uniqueness, and yes, definitely an original. There could not be two.
Aretha Franklin there talking earlier to Paul Ross about the death of Shakespeare 400 years ago tomorrow. I think Stevie Wonder as well. I think Stevie Wonder's been commenting on the
book. You know, he was incredible, and
He said that to Julie Hartley-Brew early today. The news again, if you're just joining us, William Shakespeare has died 400 years ago tomorrow. Such a young age as well. A lot of people are saying, aren't they? Shakespeare was only 52 when he died, and around the world, landmarks are being turned into sonnets to reflect this. The London Eye. If you walk past the London Eye this afternoon, you'll see that they've replaced it with the sonnet, "How shall I love thee? Let me count the ways." That's on the South Bank this afternoon. The Washington Monument has unthrifty loveliness has replaced the Washington Monument, the Eiffel Tower in Paris. Again, they've just removed it and put a sonnet in its place. Let not winter's ragged, hard deface, hand deface, that's a typo. And the Taj Mahal, of course, is it for fear to wet a widow's eye? Taj Mahal has been dismantled and a sonnet in its place just for Shakespeare this afternoon. Oh, and we're just getting news that Greenpeace protesters have climbed Nelson's column and put some blank verse over his face. So many, many tributes being paid to William Shakespeare, who's, the news is, sadly, he's died 400 years ago tomorrow. And I think Beyonce's been talking about it as well. I think she was talking earlier. Beyonce.
The reason a lot of us perform. Yeah. So I'm the biggest fan.
Yeah, that's Beyonce there talking talking to Paul Ross on the Full Set Breakfast this morning. I'm hoping we can go live to Cornelius, who's going to be outside a building. The reason he's outside a building, of course, is when anything like this happens, radio programs and TV programs just send a person outside for no real reason to stand outside a closed building and speculate on it in order to fill time. So we're hoping to get Cornelius on the line to do exactly that very shortly. But you can get in touch with your tributes on this sad, sad, sad day that William Shakespeare has died 400 years ago tomorrow. At the young age of 52, of course, you can... they go so young. Cornelius, can you hear me, Cornelius?
Hi, John. Hi, I'm here outside the Globe Theatre in Stratford-upon-Avon.
Right, yeah. And, I mean, what are people saying about this? Because it's such a shock, isn't it? I mean, 400 years ago tomorrow, this man has just died, and... you know, what are people there saying?
John, I've been speaking to many revellers who started gathering when the news was first heard 400 years ago, and they've all ascended here on Stratford-upon-Avon.
Yeah.
People very disappointed. They really weren't seeing it coming. As one person broke down in tears earlier, said they won't know how they managed to cope without him for all this time.
Well, it was such an influence, as we've been hearing from Beyonce and from Aretha Franklin and Stevie Wonder on Julia Hartley Brewer and Paul Ross's programmes. He was such an influence, and you know, on them, and made them want to perform. And is there any truth in the rumour? Now, TMZ website are reporting that Shakespeare could have overdosed on iambic pentameter. Is there any truth in that? Are you hearing anything?
John, people are being very careful at the moment in the rhythms in which they talk, making sure that they have at least 6 beats to each sentence.
Yes.
Because we all know the dangers of iambic pentameter, and it's all speculation at the moment. It does look like it is likely. Just 3 days ago, he was treated for an overdose of iambic pentameter.
And apparently, when he died 400 years ago tomorrow, he was found in his writing studio in his cottage in Stratford, surrounded by quills. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, the quills were dirtied as well, and forensic evidence has found some syphilis on them as well, which
contributed.
Yeah. It's you know, we've warned and warned time and time again about the use of dirty quills.
Yeah, and the message. I think, am I right? The message really, if you are a 16th century playwright and you are thinking of dipping your quill in syphilis, I think the advice is not to do that. Is that right?
That is correct. We spoke to someone earlier from SIFBIF, the charity, and they said any information is available on their website, SIFBIF.org.
Okay, we didn't quite catch that, but we will tweet that, of course. I've got some. So the tributes have been coming in, as you know. Let me just see if I've got any more here. This has come in. Thrice the brinded cat has mewed. We'll miss you, William. A lot of people saying that. The cast of Shrek the Musical haven't performed a matinee this afternoon. Instead they're performing King Lear. As a tribute, but still in their Shrek costumes. Free at Last Willy is now trending on Twitter. Con, stay there for a moment, because we're just about to hear a tribute from the presenting actress Gloria Hunniford.
So he was very instrumental in, I think, in constructing and changing my life, really.
That's what she's saying this afternoon. According to Gloria Honeyford, they're speaking about the death of William Shakespeare. We're just getting news that the playwright and poet William Shakespeare has died 400 years ago tomorrow. A lot of people writing on Twitter as well. Katie Hopkins has written, I'm glad for Ched Evans. I also dislike immigrants and fat people, so she said that. And there's hours and hours, of course, of writing, isn't it? His back catalogue speaks for itself, Cornelius.
Yes, John. Actually, some of his works have been brought down here and they've constructed them into a little house with pages of scripts there,
yeah.
With a Midsummer Night's Dream making the door handle.
Yeah, so many hits, people are saying so many hits he had. Hamlet, Macbeth, Two Gentlemen of Verona, Coriolanus, of course, which was the one about the anus. The list goes on. I mean, his later work, Timon of Athens, All's Well That Ends Well, many saying his fallow period, really, but he stormed back later with King Lear and Macbeth, of course, both huge hits for him, weren't they? I mean, his body of work does speak for itself.
Yes, absolutely. And we've also had news today that Christopher Marlowe, the other playwright, has also gone missing. So we're trying to find out what's going on there.
Right.
Yeah, it's all very sad. All his work, you know, he inspired a generation, John.
Indeed. All right, Cornelius, thank you very much. That's Cornelius standing outside a building, idly speculating on the breaking news that the playwright and poet, very sad, William Shakespeare, has died 400 years ago tomorrow. As I say, a lot of landmarks around the world being turned into sonnets this afternoon. If you'd like to pay tribute to him, then 87222, you can start your message with the word talk, and if you'd like to use Twitter, use @talkradio, just start your message with a little tear. It's 1:31, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Alex has got the news next.
Talk Radio.
A teenage boy who idolised the Yorkshire Ripper has been convicted of murdering two strangers in Colchester. James Fairweather, who was 15 at the time, stabbed James Atfield and Naheed Al-Manea in 2014. The owners of Alton Towers are facing a multi-million pound fine after admitting breaching health and safety rules over the Smiler roller coaster crash, which left five people seriously injured. Two women needed leg amputations after their carriage hit another stationary train car on the track in June last year. It emerged a manual operator overrode the ride's computer system, leading to the smash. It's claimed overweight people and smokers in England are having operations delayed or denied, going against national guidelines. They're becoming soft targets for NHS cutbacks, according to the Royal College of Surgeons. But Jonathan Isaby from the Taxpayers Alliance, who lost 8 stone recently without surgery, says it's fine to want health service funds spent properly.
A lot of people who live very healthy lifestyles will probably resent the idea that their taxes are paying for treatment for people who perhaps make very unwise choices about their own health.
Tests will take place later to determine how Prince died after he was found unresponsive at his home in Minnesota yesterday. The website TMZ is reporting the singer was treated for a drug overdose days ago. President Obama's having lunch with the Queen at Windsor before heading to Downing Street. The US president's urged Britain to stay in the EU. And four mountaineers stranded on a ledge at 2,000 feet on Skye have been airlifted to safety. The hillwalkers got into difficulties as darkness fell yesterday evening. The weather windy and cloudy in the south, but if you live in the north, warning, some locally heavy rain is coming for you. Dry with some sunshine elsewhere and highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artists unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's 1:33 on the day, of course, the breaking news that the playwright and poet William Shakespeare has died 400 years ago tomorrow. You can send your thoughts, 872.
Start your message with the
message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Word you like. Reactions coming in, Cornelius. Reactions, general reactions, of course, fully acceptable. It's Talk Radio. That's what it's for. What have you got?
We must keep our chins up, has said an eyebrow threader. And it is costume jewellery, not for everyday wear. Keep away from water, perfumes and lotions. That's coming from Swarovski's 2 years manufacturing warranty.
Thank you very much, Cornelius. Right then. In 25 minutes' time, you will find the news at 2 o'clock. Within it will be a made-up news story. That much we do know. What that news story is, we don't know yet, because it hasn't been made up yet. That's where you come in. The reason we do it, oh, it's because people pop out for lunch, don't they? And then they come back to their desk, or whatever it is, at 2 o'clock, having not heard this bit, so they don't know that the news will contain a lie. We invite you to make that lie up. You can get it to us on the number 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And the lines are open for today's headline hijack. Today, the mouth of Alex will be deployed as Victoria is away. So it's Alex today. So, but, you know, his voice is no less fewer factual than Victoria's ever was. So it will sound real, whatever it is. That's the point. Cornelius, what have you got?
Yes, this came in from Scott yesterday. He says, a father's group in Leeds are to go on a march tomorrow through the town centre to spread the awareness of their group. Various causes they support include not touching the thermostat and arriving really early to the airport.
Thank you very much. Cornelius, what else have you got?
This is from Darren. He says Robin Thicke has teamed up with a women's charity, Refuge, to release a new single. Clear Lines is now available for download and features Chris Brown.
Following the death of the wrestler China, I didn't know that had even happened.
Yeah, yesterday that was.
Everyone's dying, aren't they?
Yeah,
I mean, not everyone.
No.
Well, technically, everyone, if you think about it.
In that way,
think
yeah.
Think about it logically. Everyone, we're all heading towards that, aren't we? We're all dying.
It's a pertinent moment to ask where Cass is.
Dying.
She's still with us?
Don't think so.
Where is she today?
She's gone to the great north in the sky. No, I'll tell you where she is, genuinely, because she told me this.
She's snurred in.
I don't know whether she'll want me to tell you this, but she's donating eggs. What she said earlier, she said she was going off because she got an appointment to donate some eggs.
Well, so many people are dying, it's just the great circle of life. She's replenishing.
Yeah. Because she said, I'm at an egg clinic, and I said, well, I could have saved the trouble because I've got loads in my fridge. And she said, no, you massive idiot, I'm donating eggs because I have a surplus of them. Lady eggs, obviously. At which point, you know, my advice there is, if you want a peculiar northern child in the future, as I say, then that's where you'll find the ingredients to the clinic Cass has gone to. So I think she's still alive, is what I'm saying, in reality.
To sum up.
I think she's still alive. But we're all dying, is my point, you know. And is that a coincidence?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
So,
dead or alive next week is going to be easy, isn't it?
All of us dying, John. Anyway, you can headline hijack. We're still doing that? Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fine. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter. Headline hijack. Do we need to talk to a lonely lunch person?
I think maybe we should.
Okay,
second, yes.
All right then. I think we've got one. Dave's just going to go and sort that out, technically speaking. It's a shambles today, isn't it?
Oh, don't.
What went wrong?
I literally have no idea.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you forget to do any work?
Well, not quite.
Okay.
Quite the opposite. But there's the Wi-Fi's been down today.
What, in this place?
Yeah.
Didn't it go down yesterday? First of all, it's still not fixed.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Apparently.
Why am I not surprised, given the state of round here, technically speaking?
Yeah, I know. And also...
Tin pot!
A printer jam as well, about 1 minute before we went live.
Right, and that's still not fixed?
No.
No, good. Right. So... Okay.
It's just fun.
It's great, isn't it? These headphones broke, by the way.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
What's happened?
I don't know, there's just broken, horrible nonsense. Anyway, it's time for Lonely Lunch, that's right.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Do keep your tributes coming in, by the way, to William Shakespeare. The breaking news this afternoon is the playwright and poet has died 400 years ago tomorrow, so do let us know your thoughts on that sad news. So young, 52. And speaking of sad, let's talk to somebody who is having lunch on their own and induct them into the Hall of Despair that is the Lonely Lunch Club. On the electric telephone balancing unit now, hello, Shaz.
Hi there.
Hi. How are you?
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Not bad, yourself?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Yeah, I'm still alive.
Cool.
That's good, isn't it?
Nice. Sad to hear about Shakespeare.
Isn't it a shame? I know. But they're all, you know, they all go so young, don't they? 50, he was 52.
It's crazy.
52. And I tell you now, the year, if you think about it, the year he died, 1616, Shaz, right? Mm. Right. Yeah. I've looked at, I mean, it's the number of celebrity deaths. Listen to this.
Yeah.
Listen to this, Shaz. John Betts the Younger, the English portrait painter, died 1616. Battista Antonelli, died, the early Italian military engineer. Thomas Bilson. I know. Listen, Thomas Bilson, the Bishop of Worcester, 1596, 1597, died in 1616.
What is up with the year 1616?
I don't know. Magdalene of Brandenburg.
Yes.
Margaret Clifford, who was the Countess of Cumberland.
Yeah.
Just when... Another Archduke Maximilian of Austria.
Not him.
I know. And Catholic scholar John Pitts. All taken from us in 1616. All of them. It's a, you know, coincidence. I don't know. It's a,
I don't know what it is.
I know. It's yeah. Shaz, why are you lunching alone?
I'm lunching alone because I've got a day off from uni.
You got a day off, have you?
Yeah.
What do you do at uni?
Computer science.
Computer science. Mm. Okay, right. And is that really why you've got no friends?
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
I'm staring at a laptop screen on the iPlayer, watching stuff or doing that.
Just sort of wasting time that, you know, could be better spent studying. You know. Sort of thing.
Pretty much.
Yeah. What have you got for your lunch? Have you had lunch already, or are you still yet to?
Literally, sort of biting a packet of Skips and sausage sandwich, veggie.
Veggie or veggie one? Are you?
One of those. Yeah. Science veggie. That's why I've got no friends, I guess.
Yeah. That is why. Too weak to shake hands. The the Skips though. Let's start with that because Skips are the worst crisp, aren't they?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am, and I'll tell you for why. It's like, I'll tell you what it is, prawn cocktail Skips, okay? They've got, they're like, they are prawn cocktail, right? They don't do other flavours of Skips, do they?
No, I think they're just some prawn, yeah.
Good. It's like someone's taken some polystyrene packaging and just rubbed it on a fish.
I like Skips.
Yeah, but you're weird.
I like Skips.
I know, well, that's two against one.
Dave's just told me in my ear that he also likes Skips.
Yeah, but I don't trust any of you.
And Chloe the tech off as well.
I think they're the worst crisp.
No, Quavers are the worst.
No, Quavers are delicious crisps.
No, horrible.
No, Skips and Quavers are good, but I think Skips edges it.
No. I'll tell you, it's like you've ordered something from Amazon that's arrived with too much packaging, far too much, and you've opened up the box and it's got those polystyrene little bits in it to keep things packaged, and someone's taken one of those out and just rubbed it on a dead fish. And that is a Skip. Just my opinion, but it is fact. Right, you know how Lonely Lunch works. You can banter about this, you can chit about that, and chat about the other. Where do you want to go, Shaz?
I would like to talk about Arsenal Football Club.
Arsenal Football Club, the Arsenal.
Yeah.
This is going to be my area. So my area of expertise.
I can do
football banter, right? Listen to this. The Arsenal. It's like a team of men, isn't it? And they run about the Arsenal, and they kick the ball And for me, it's a ball of two halves. And they've got two halves of a ball, and they put them together to form a ball. And that's what the Arsenal kick there. Football.
Yeah, football. Close.
Anything more specific, or was that it?
2-0 last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, not bad, but, you know, I'm just considering, as Tottenham win the league, like, what's going to happen with the manager at Arsenal? Should he go? That's what I was more concerned
Arsene
about.
Arsene Wenger. What do you think, John?
Well, like, for me, right, it's a game of two men. And they're both really the coaches of the team. Why is he called... Why is he the manager of Arsenal? Because he's also got the word arse in his name. Is that the only reason?
Arsene. I think that was why they hired him originally.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think he started the team and named it after himself.
Sounds like he started the fire.
Yes, that's quite a good joke.
Thanks.
Fair play.
So anyway, it's a team of two men. Two men, isn't it? It's a team of two men, Arsenal. That's what I think.
It's not quite.
And between the... Well, it is if the others nine get sent off, isn't it? Then it is a team of two men, isn't it?
Yeah,
when that happens,
yeah,
that's a
end of the day.
End of the day, Harold. They score the Nets. They score the Nets,
Harold?
Don't they? I don't know.
Who is Harold?
Is there anyone in football called Harold? Give me a footballing name. I don't know.
Trevor Brooking.
All right, Trevor. Well, the thing is, Trevor, for me, it's a game of two men, and when they hit it into the back of the tuft.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it's all over, isn't it?
You're right, Carl.
It is now. Right, we've done football. Anything else?
I'm not sure. We've done skips. I was going to talk about skips, but you already covered them.
Done skips, done football.
Anything? Done Shakespeare.
Yeah, anything else? Just final bit of banter.
What are you up to this weekend?
As we are your virtual friendly. That's good, Con. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, let's role play that out.
Okay.
All right.
Ah. All right, Shaz, what are you up to this weekend?
Good.
I'm going to the park to play football.
Oh, football! I love football. For me, that is a game of two men.
Football.
It's a game of one man.
One man.
With 2 feet
in a park on his own.
On his own with no friends. Shaz United over here.
Shaz United over here.
Off.
You're Shaz, and you know you are your Shaz. And you know you are your Shaz. And you know you are your Shaz.
Yes.
And you know you are your Shaz.
Who's the Shazzer in the black?
Who's the Shazzer in the black?
Right, Shaz. Thanks very much. I hope we've improved your lunch.
Yeah, it's very nice. I'm going to have another packet of skips.
You dirty, filthy man. Right, that is Shaz. He is our lonely luncher of today. If you'd like to be on the other end of a lonely lunch as we become your virtual friend and colleague in the future, please get in touch now. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word lunch.
It's just coming up to 10 to 2. We'll do Headline Hijack next. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Every approved used Jaguar comes with 2 years warranty. But at the Jaguar approved used event from the 14th to the 25th of April, on top of our competitive 10.9% APR representative finance, with Jaguar Privilege PCP, you also get £1,000 deposit contribution across the range. So the Jaguar you've always wanted is closer than ever. Search Jaguar Approved Used.
Offer ends 25th of April 2016. Credits subject to status. Terms and conditions apply. Black Horse Trading as Jaguar Financial Services.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
At TradePoint, we've got a great range of decking, paving and fencing for your landscaping job. Stocked in store, always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of external paint, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So, why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint. Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting on the northbound side of the M6 through Cheshire, one lane blocked due to a broken down lorry between junction 18 at the A54 Tom's Chapel up towards junction 19 for Knutsford. It's the inside lane of the three which is blocked there. In Derbyshire, the northbound side of the M1 also has a lane blocked due to an accident involving three vehicles between 28 at Alfreton and Tibshell services. And finally, South Wales in Swansea, the A483 remains completely closed due to an accident involving three vehicles near to the Bridge Street lights. Public transport okay. I'm Stephen Beach.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is 10 minutes to 2 o'clock. And if you are just joining us, of course, we are getting breaking news this afternoon that playwright and poet William Shakespeare has died 400 years ago tomorrow. If you've... people just want to reach out at this kind of time, don't they? Affects people. It's affecting people, I can see. And people just want to reach out, and they're doing it via Twitter this afternoon. As I said, people are tweeting. Morrissey tweeted earlier, William, it was really something, which I think is says it all, doesn't it? And Keith Lemon as well, the comedian. Keith Lemon writes, he was an inspiration, although not to me. My inspiration is some dog crap in a jar. And Katie Hopkins has written, I'm glad for Ched Evans. And I dislike immigrants and fat people. So people are tweeting...
You right there, John?
I'm breaking up again.
You're breaking up. Can we just say the messages are coming in? Thank you so much to share this moment with you. It's so hard to sort of be on air, but you really are making it for us.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
And if you are walking around one of the landmarks this afternoon, the news is that across the world, landmarks are being turned into sonnets in tribute. The London Eye has got How Shall I Love Thee? Let Me Count the Ways. The Washington Monument, Unthrifty Loveliness. The Eiffel Tower's got Let Not Winter's Ragged Hand Deface. And the Taj Mahal has been moved out of the way for the sonnet, Is It Fear? Is It For Fear To Wet A Widow's Eye? There's a lot of a lot of that happening this afternoon. Don't forget as well, by the way, it's Some Request Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Because it is Friday. It's just, I mean, I know it's a somber day for us all, but, you know, the life goes on.
Yeah.
So it's some Request Friday. Now, the way this works, if you've not heard it before, is legally we have to call it Some Request Friday because on Radio 2, Simon Mayo has All Request Friday, so we've just got some and not all. And being Talk Radio, of course, this is where you can request a speech or a talk that means something to you. Now, maybe there's... You know, on this sad day, maybe there's something from Shakespeare that might mean something to. I don't know it.
Yeah, that would be nice.
It's kind of it would be. It's up to you, but it's a cliche. Everyone's doing it.
Yeah,
but it's up to you. I mean, it's any speech that might mean a lot. I mean, as we've said before, you know, maybe you had your first dance to Martin Luther King's "I Have a Dream" speech. Maybe you, it's a bit cheeky, isn't it? But maybe you first made love with a partner. To Ronald Reagan's Challenger disaster speech in 1986, because a lot of people it gets them in the mood. Yeah. So, but whatever it was, you know, you can share with us something. Just, it might just be a shout out. You know, maybe you're going away for the weekend and you just want to hear a speech in the car. A good Friday speech.
Yeah,
set you up for Friday.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Everyone in the car speak. There's nothing finer, is there, than just driving along with everyone in the car speaking along with the speech together. Good. This has come in, and you can get them to us, by the way, for some requests Friday, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word speech.
Good afternoon, John. This is from Harold. I know lots of people ask for this speech each week, but I would really appreciate it if you could play Aung San Suu Kyi's Oxford graduation speech. For my wife, as she's been really having a tough time recently after losing her dog. Fortunately, we managed to find another dog, but it's not quite the same because it's someone else's dog. This speech means a lot to my wife, as she used to listen to it when she walked our first dog. This is... So here it is for you. You didn't put a wife's name on it, though. I'm just going to call her Sue. So this is for Sue from Harold, because it means a lot, because she lost a dog. Aung San Suu Kyi's Oxford graduation speech.
These were very precious memories, because I had lived a happy life. And this made me understand so much better the young people of Burma who wanted to live a happy life, and who had never been given an opportunity to lead one. When I see Oxford now, when I see the students of Oxford now, when I met some of them at St. Hugh's yesterday, I saw myself again as a young student, carefree, happy, nice. We were nice, the students now are nice. They have been given a chance to be nice. It's a very simple word, but it's an important one. When you look at their faces, you don't see any hidden agenda there. They were so open as we were open, because we had been given a chance to be open. We were not afraid. There was no reason for us to be afraid.
And that's especially for... especially for Sue from Harold, her husband Harold, who wanted to... wanted me to play that for Aung San Suu Kyi's Oxford graduate. Aung San Suu Kyi, of course, the Burmese social democratic stateswoman, politician, diplomat, who was under house arrest in Burma for many, many years. And that was her graduation speech from Oxford, which we play for Sue from Harold, because they've lost their dog. If you've got a speech, a request for some request Friday, then do, of course, let us know, and we'll do our best to fit all the requests in this afternoon. We do like getting it.
It is.
Is it? Yeah. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It is Headline Hijack, of course, very shortly. A made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock, coming out of the mouth of Alex. Victoria's off today. Alex is stepping into her breach. And he will have a mouth, and out of it will come the news. It will be real news, because he's a trained journalist. However, within it will be buried a news lie, made up by you. That is Headline Hijack. It's done to confuse the people who get back to the office at 2 o'clock. Switch the radio on and don't hear this bit. I didn't finish the one earlier about the wrestler China.
I got distracted.
I did. I never really heard of the wrestler China. That was why. But okay, there's a wrestler called China, and the WWE have announced that every fight in the upcoming WrestleMania will include one stunt in tribute that features a piece of bone China crockery.
That would be nice.
It's what he would have wanted. It's what she would have wanted.
Also, WrestleMania was 2 weeks ago.
It's what she would have wanted back then if she was dead back then, which she wasn't.
It's gone quite well, hasn't it, that bit? Whoever sent that in? Who sent that in?
Neil.
Just a bit more research in your journalism, Neil. That's all we're going to say.
It's fine. We say that to Victoria every day, and she goes.
Absolutely.
It's true.
Wasn't it a porn star as well?
Yes. Yeah. No, China. China was.
See, now I know. You see, I didn't know about the wrestling side, but now I know...
Do you reckon there was a video called China in Your Hands?
Not because,
Cornelius looks more proud that he knows that reference culturally.
Yeah.
Than that he's made a joke.
Couldn't tell you who it was by. I don't know.
It's T'Pau. Anyway, who is the winner of Headline Hijack today? Who's got their made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock, producer Dave?
It is Price, John.
Price?
Yep.
Okay, and where's Price from?
Spelt with a Y, P-R-Y-C-E.
Pricey.
I've never heard that name. No. Is that the first name?
Pricey.
It is now. And where's Price from?
Exeter.
Price. Pricey. Pricey. In Exeter.
Pricey.
Your made-up news story is in the news next. Also coming, work experience punditry. Barry's in to review films. We will have an end-of-the-week quiz today. And do we know who the diversity is yet?
It's someone called Vaz, I'm told.
Right. Do we know what diversity Vaz is?
No. I mean, there's a good chance it just turn up and be a white bloke. Hopefully not, though.
Okay, hopefully not. No, because that isn't diversity.
No.
Okay, fine. All right, well, all that coming on the show this afternoon. It's coming up to 2 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi, and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Van Buster, now on. Green feather edge boards, just £6 a pack. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade Point members only.
Trade Point!
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Who are you? Get out the back of my van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It is 1 minute past 2 o'clock. Here's Alex with the news.
Thanks, John. Alton Towers facing crash fine, teenager guilty over tragic stabbings, and Prince tracks are climbing the charts.
Talk Radio.
The owner of Alton Towers has admitted breaching health and safety rules after a roller coaster crash last June, which left 5 people seriously injured. A judge has warned Merlin it could have to pay a very large fine after pleading guilty to the charge at North Staffordshire Justice Centre. 2 women who had to have their legs amputated after the crash stood behind lawyer Paul Paxton as he made a statement outside court.
Today was certainly not about victory. Today was certainly not about retribution. But it was a very important step, a psychological milestone along the recovery route.
A 17-year-old boy who idolised the Yorkshire Ripper has been convicted of murdering 2 strangers in Colchester. James Fairweather, who was 15 at the time, stabbed James Atfield 102 times in a park in March 2014. 3 months later, he knifed Saudi student Nahid Al-Manea as she walked along a nature trail in the town. He'd denied murder on the grounds of diminished responsibility. Ecuador's been hit by another powerful earthquake. The magnitude 6 quake struck the country's northwest coast. There's been no word yet on the injuries or damage. Residents there are still struggling to recover from a deadly earthquake less than a week ago, which killed 587 people. Prince could be heading to the top of the UK charts for the first time since 1994. Following the news of the 57-year-old's death, fans have been downloading his back catalogue, and a number of his songs are already climbing the charts. The singer's body was found at his home in Minnesota yesterday. Tests will be carried out later to determine how he died. Music journalist Will Hodgkinson says Prince was an enigma.
He created his own world, and we had to go to him. So he retained a glamour, and he retained a kind of mysteriousness. I mean, I interviewed him and, you know, spent about 2 or 3 hours in his company and was really sort of none the wiser by the end of it of what he was actually like.
And preparations are taking place in Stratford-upon-Avon after the sad news that William Shakespeare died 400 years ago tomorrow. The schoolroom where he was educated and the Guildhall where he saw live theatre for the first time are being opened to the public for the first time. Shakespeare scholar Carol Chillington Rutter says his works will always live on.
To be or not to be strikes you very differently when you're in your 20s than when you're in your 70s, or he doth teach the torches to burn brightly. So we're constantly engaging differently with Shakespeare because we're hearing him differently through our own time.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A strong breeze in the south with some rain heading north. Wet as well in north and east Scotland, but dry and sunny elsewhere with highs of 12 Celsius.
Thanks very much, Alex. 2 minutes, 4 minutes past two. Sport now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri says Jamie Vardy's ban hasn't distracted his players. The striker's out for at least one game after getting a second yellow card for diving against West Ham. He's facing a misconduct charge over his reaction to that decision. It could mean Vardy misses more matches in the Barclays Premier League title running. Ranieri says he won't waste time questioning what happened.
I don't want to put my energy in this case. You know me, my focus and only in Swansea.
I don't know you.
Swansea is a difficult match.
Everton will be without their fullback Seamus Coleman for tomorrow's FA Cup semi-final against Manchester United. He's not recovered from a hamstring injury. Gareth Barry, Phil Jagielka and John Stones need to undergo late fitness tests. It's another huge night in the Sky Bet Championship as Burnley look to go top of the table. They need a win at Lancashire rivals Preston. Finally, in tonight's Rugby League Super League action, early season pace setters Warrington have a derby at Widnes, while defending champions Leeds go to St Helens.
Wrap it up.
That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
And finally, due to a ruling from the National Health and Safety Council, pre-made supermarket sandwiches will no longer be allowed to cut into triangles. This follows an increase in the number of children damaging their eyes on the corner of sandwich boxes.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
6 minutes past 2 o'clock now on a Friday afternoon. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Welcome along. It's afternoons, obviously. Oh, and apologies, by the way, in case you're watching on the webcam. There are scientists in the studio. Obviously, you can see them on the webcam this afternoon. And the reason for that is that after Damien Hirst's dead animal art tanks at the nearby Tate Modern were found to have been leaking formaldehyde. You've probably seen that in the news. We've actually got the same problem here with Julia Hartley Brewer. It's a kind of it's a liquid when it's inside her. Basically, it keeps her outdated opinions fresh. But sometimes when Julia Hartley Brewer shifts in her chair during a show, formaldehyde gas leaks out. And of course, it's very toxic, so they've had to cordon her off. That's just to keep you up to speed this afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right then, it's work experience punditry time. So, Friday means film, and that means we welcome back Barry, who is an student and thus a work experience pundit. He's been to see films, and because he's work experience, we don't have to pay him to do so. That's the point. Hi, Barry.
Good afternoon.
Are you well?
Yeah, not too bad,
thanks. How was your week, Barry? This is just polite banter now.
Not too bad.
Feel free to join in with it.
Can't complain.
Was it busy studenting?
Studenting, essay writing, examining.
Right, but you still found time to go and watch
still
films.
Still found the time.
Okay.
Just about.
What have you, what are we going to be talking about this very afternoon?
So let's start off with The Jungle Book, which is the live,
oh, yes.
the live action adaptation of it.
Yes.
With a little bit of animation thrown in. So did you see, have you seen the Disney film of it before?
I've seen the cartoon version, obviously, yeah. but I've not seen the new one yet.
Okay, no. fine. So if you, if you've never seen the cartoon version, if you're one of the only people who've never seen it back in the 60s. It's basically about...
Did you see it back in the 60s?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
I'm like Benjamin Button.
Yeah, so. Yes. Yeah. Barry Button.
Yeah. Is what we're so if you've never seen it, it's about a little boy called Mowgli
yep.
who's been raised by a family of wolves since birth. But then there's a fearsome tiger called Shere Khan, who's yes. voiced by Idris Elba.
Voice of brother of Shaka.
Yeah. Yep. And so Mowgli runs away.
And Talk Radio's Yasmin from later. and Star Trek II, The Wrath of.
Yep. So Mowgli runs away and he meets a panther, voiced by Ben Kingsley, and a snake, and a bear, Bill Murray, and a whole lot of other jungle animals in order to become a stronger, bigger, older person.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
Well, I think, yes. I mean, I said that it's getting very good reviews.
Yeah,
the new one,
it
isn't
is.
It? So, and are those reviews correct, Barry?
I think so, because the thing is, it's completely different to the cartoon version in that it's nothing to do with like, the music, like the bare necessities and all.
I thought Bill Murray sang that, innit?
Not, well, not as well. Not as well, but like.
Does he sing bare necessities?
A little bit.
A little bit. All right, fine.
But I mean, like, with all the colour that you get from the original Disney version and just how kiddie it looks.
Yes.
This one, because it's all live action, it kind of makes him a little bit more emotional.
Is it,
and you're...
is it dark?
Yes, it is.
Because it's PG, right?
Yeah, it
so
is.
So am I, my, I have thought about taking my children to see it.
Right.
Right, who are 6 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Is it suitable for them?
I think so, because, I mean, it's great for them to see a different version of the film.
Yeah.
And
they haven't seen the first one.
But still.
Yeah.
It's
will it make them cry and ruin my afternoon? That is my answer.
No.
No, are you sure? Can you put money on that? Because if I take them now, Barry, and one of them kicks off because of the scary shadows, and I'm talking to you, Maisie, if you're listening, right? Then, she's not, she's at school. But then I'm blaming you.
I can give you a bit of money straight after this.
Fine.
I will.
So, let's. We've got a. I think we've got a clip of the film.
Fab. Yeah, right. I think we do.
Okay, it's a bit of a bit where Shere Khan, a brother of Shaka, yeah. Yasmin, and Star Trek II, The Wrath of, is arriving.
I can't help but notice there's this strange odor today. What is it? This scent that I'm on. I almost think it was some kind of man cub.
Mowgli belongs to my pack, Shere Khan.
Mowgli? They've given it a name. When was it we came to adopt man into the jungle?
He's just a cub.
Does my face not remind you of what a grown man can do? Shift your hunting ground for a few years and everyone forgets how the law works. Well, let me remind you, a man cub becomes man, and man is forbidden!
It's just like a new episode of Luther. That's all that was.
Yeah.
All I could see, I mean, I appreciate we're not looking at the pictures, because
right.
it's the radio, but basically, that's just Luther, isn't it? That's like
yeah,
a whole episode
yeah,
of
yeah,
Luther.
Yeah, it sounded like Luther.
Where a child has been lost in the jungle, and John Luther has gone in to find...
And to enforce the law.
Yeah,
yeah.
He mentioned the law.
The law.
It's just Luther.
He sets it down. I mean...
It sounds good. I mean, Idris Elba is very good, of
exactly,
course.
Exactly, yeah.
The problem is with Idris Elba, though, right? And Luther's great.
Yeah.
But then, whatever else he does, he's just that. It's true, yeah. I've never seen... He hasn't got any range, has he?
No, because I saw him in Zootropolis a couple of weeks ago, and it's a very similar voice.
It's a very similar character.
It's
the same, yeah.
Pretty much.
I'm going to say Idris Elba's a rubbish actor.
Oh.
There, I said it. Apart from Luther. But he's just Luther in everything else.
Bold statement.
It's like Ricky Gervais. He's just Ricky Gervais in everything.
That's yeah. fair, though.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, anyway, but, you know, I say that as a man who hasn't seen the film, so, you know.
True.
There we go. So you're going to recommend that? For...
I think so, yeah. And also it's so stunning visually as well, like all the animation and that. It's just, a, well, pretty much as good as like Avatar or The Life of Pi in its detail and that. So
okay.
Just to look
and
at it.
And they were years ago now, so I'm assuming it's probably better than that.
I mean, Avatar was like a peak, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It was like James Cameron and that. And this is like nearly on the same level, I'd say. But yeah, beautiful to watch. And,
all right, okay. Yeah. And what else you got?
Eye in the Sky, which is the Helen Mirren film along with Alan Rickman.
Yes.
And so basically, Eye in the Sky is about Helen Mirren, who plays a colonel called Catherine Powell. And she is on a mission to capture terrorists in Kenya. But along the way, it turns from a mission from capturing terrorists into the killing terrorists. And just as about the American pilot, who's played by Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad, just as he's about to strike on Kenya, a 9-year-old girl enters the kill zone. Oh. So it becomes a mission to see...
She should be at school.
Yeah,
she should be at school, to be fair.
I told her, I said, stay away from that kill zone.
Some of the kids nowadays, they don't listen to that.
Yeah, no,
they're just driving off.
Don't listen.
They should, I'll tell you what they should do. They should make, remember those, you won't remember those, but they used to do public information films when I was a child. Right.
Right.
Yeah, and they you see them on YouTube, right? And they used to tell you, there was a cartoon cat called Charlie. No, who went, Charlie says, don't talk to strangers, right? That was the message. And there was another one about not flying your kite near a pylon. Simpler times, Barry. and another one about not playing in abandoned fridges because you could get trapped inside and die. These were genuine public information films, right?
Okay.
Right? What they need to do is make a new one about staying away from the kill zone. Hmm. So you get Charlie the cat, don't you? Right? I think. And he's got Charlie says, he's going, hang, 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 hang. Charlie says, stay away from the kill zone.
I can imagine it's like a Disney film or something. Yeah.
Combine the two. The characters from the Jungle Book.
Yeah.
The tiger one.
You never know.
Yeah. Just Charlie's, who's the tiger?
Shere Khan.
Oh, no, Idris Elba. Stay away from the kill zone. Idris Elba says, stay away from the kill zone. What do you mean, Idris Elba? That was just Luther. No, he's playing a tiger in this public information. Just sounds like Luther. He can't act. Shut up. He's a good actor. He'll be the first tiger James Bond. You mark my words. Go on.
Where
were we? Oh, yeah. Eye in the Sky.
So, yeah, basically, after this girl enters the frame, it's an investigation to be like, should we shoot, even though it's all...
Yes.
Ethical and moral issues. And
we interviewed the director on the programme, actually.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, that's right. And I've seen it, and I thought it was actually... I didn't go in expecting much. I just thought I would run-of-the-mill Hollywood thriller.
Same.
But it's not, is it? It's like a moral thriller.
And
it gets you... It's edge-of-the-seat stuff.
It's still got, like, all the same action, like, all the same military technology that you would get in other kind of war films like that. But, because of these moral, ethical issues... It adds a different emotional
totally
twist to it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And of course, Alan Rickman's amazing.
Exactly, yeah. And also because it's his last live action film. I think he's got one more film, which is the Alice in Wonderland film.
Yes.
The voice. That's coming out later in the year, but as a live action, this is his last one.
That's the film where Idris Elba's playing Alice, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Just,
all over Disney.
Hello, I'm Alice. I'm Alice. What's with the cat in the hat? He says, "Stay away from the pylons." The cat in the Cheshire, not the cat in a hat. That's very different. That's Dr. Seuss. I'm talking about the Cheshire cat. Who's Cheshire cat? What you say? He says, "Don't fly your kite near a fridge,
near a kill zone.
You don't go. Don't sit in a fridge in a kill zone. It's very bad." What are you doing as Alice, Luther? I don't know. I just do one voice and whatever I have to play. I'm just Alice now. I'm going to be the first Alice James Bond.
That works.
I think we comprehensively reviewed that.
Yes.
Fine. Right, we'll be back with more, of course. Yep. Barry's seen more films. Lazy student. we'll be back with that. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Over the last 2 years, I've learned that I'm quite determined. And I thought I was. And I've learned that I actually like learning. I've learned that I can concentrate even when the kids are arguing. I've learned that I'm more ambitious.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Get it straight from Selco.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, you can already expect to get a massive range of products in stock, all at great trade prices. Now we've made things even better by introducing Selco Hire at every branch, so you can now hire your building tools and equipment from Selco too. In April, hire a passload cordless first fix nailer for just £35 per week ex-VAT. Find your local Selco Hire branch at hire.selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Starting on the northbound side of the M6 through Cheshire, one lane blocked due to a broken down lorry between junction 18, the A54 Tom Chapel, up towards junction 19 for Knutsford. It's inside lane of the three, which is blocked there. In Derbyshire, the northbound side of the M1 also has a lane blocked due to an accident involving three vehicles between 28 at Ulverton and Tibshelf services. And finally, South Wales in Swansea, the A483 remains completely closed due to an accident involving three vehicles near to the Bridge Street lights. Public transport OK. I'm Stephen Beach.
Every approved used Jaguar comes with 2 years warranty. But at the Jaguar approved used event from the 14th to the 25th of April, on top of our competitive 10.9% APR representative finance, with Jaguar Privilege PCP, you also get a £1,000 deposit contribution across the range. So the Jaguar you've always wanted is closer than ever. Search Jaguar approved used.
Offer ends 25th of April 2016. Credit subject to status. Terms and conditions apply. Black Horse Trading is Jaguar Financial Services.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Weekday mornings from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is 20 minutes past 2 o'clock. And you join us on Some Request Friday. That's what we do on a Friday here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. It is Some Request Friday. Legal reasons, Simon Mayo won't let us use All Request Friday because he uses that on Radio 2, where you can choose the music. Today, though, and every Friday, you can choose the talking. You can choose a speech, a request, a dedication, just a shout-out, or a hello. Your chance to pick a speech that means something to you. As I say, your first speech at your wedding. Just want to hear it again. Yeah. Say hello to a loved one. Perhaps it's an anniversary and you'd like to hear a speech or a talk. Maybe you're just driving somewhere this afternoon and just Friday feeling and you want to talk along with the speech in the car on the way there. Whatever, we don't mind the reason. Whatever it is, get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. This has just come in as well. It starts.
Oh, this someone's in the Friday
someone
feeling.
Someone wants the Friday. Anyway, I'm in that Friday feeling, John. I've got half a day and I'm packing later because I'm flying to Syria. Please could you play me JFK's speech about not being too secret, as arguably that was the speech that killed him, so it seems fitting. And there's no name on it. Do put your name. There's no name on that, but you know.
I wonder why.
That's lovely, actually.
Yeah, nice.
So it says, especially for you, anonymous man flying to Syria. Here is JFK's speech. I hope it sends you on your way. About not being too secret.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment.
JFK's speech there about not being too secret. Playing that this afternoon on Some Request Friday on Talk Radio, especially for someone who... Don't put their name on it. Do put your name on it, though, because, you know, who's flying to Syria later today. And arguably that was the speech that killed JFK, so that seems fitting. It's 23 minutes past three. Barry's still with us. He's reviewing films this afternoon. We've already talked Eye in the Sky. We've talked Jungle Book. Where are we going next, Barry?
So, DVD this week is Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Right.
So, if you're one of the... Have you seen it? Both of you?
Yeah. No.
You've never seen it?
No.
We had this conversation yesterday, Barry. He has never seen any of the Star Warses. Ever.
I'll confess... No. This was the first Star Wars film that I've seen.
Right. Yeah.
Still saying that, you'll still be able to get it.
Because you do look like a geek.
Oh, thank you. Oh, John. Cheers.
Well, you know.
Barry.
You know, I'm just saying.
I'm just speaking like it is.
He's wearing glasses. You can't pick on the workers.
If I take the glasses
like
off.
Oh, now you look like a builder.
Oh, there we go.
Fine.
No,
yeah. Amazing look like,
yeah.
It's like Clark Kent, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, one, you know, he takes his glasses off and he's like Superman.
As it happens, a hard helmet lowers onto his head as well. That's why. So he's just like...
But Bob the Builder theme tune just blasts. Yeah, there you go.
Anyway.
So, yeah, if you're one of the millions of people who haven't seen it,
yes.
It's basically about Rey, who is... a fighter, yeah. And Finn, who is a stormtrooper but doesn't want to be a stormtrooper anymore, going up against the Resistance, led by the Rebel Alliance, against Kylo Ren and the First Order, a successor group to the Galactic Empire.
Right.
There's a lot of terms.
Yes. Which people of the Star Wars ilk will understand all of those,
get.
Of course. Yes. Did you, I mean, coming, it's quite interesting that you haven't seen any of the others and this was your first entry into it.
Yeah.
I mean, did it make any sense?
Yes. I mean, there's obviously like a couple of Easter eggs that, and a couple of inner jokes from where the first couple of films that only Star Wars fans would get,
yes.
Which I still don't get. But because this is brand new characters as the main central characters, yes. And it's pretty distant to what's happened before,
yeah.
And new villains.
It's a galaxy far, far away.
Exactly. I mean, it's a brand new sort of trilogy.
Yes, but I saw it, and,
sure.
And it is simply a remake of the first one.
Okay.
So while it is a good film... personal opinion, I thought it was a bit rubbish because it was like watching the first one. And I just kept going, well, that's the same as the last one.
Oh. It's a cover.
It's the same as Star Wars. Yeah, it's a cover version.
It's a cover version.
It's exactly that. It's the world's first cover version film. Actually, it's not because they've done it before with Psycho and so on. Anyway.
Right.
But they, at least they admitted it then. But it is more a shot-by-shot remake of the first Star Wars film. It's exactly the same story. It starts the same in the middle, the same in the end.
So I thought
it was lazy.
Are you sure
lazy?
You watched the right film and you didn't just watch the first one again?
Oh.
What was the one
yes,
you
Yes, you're
watched
right, because I got it off a bloke in a pub.
Right.
Yeah. And he just said it was the...
No, they haven't released it on Bloke in a Pub yet.
Now you come to...
They haven't released it.
They haven't streamed it on Bloke in a Pub.
No.
He said it was a new one, but now you mention it, it was familiar.
Oh, I think he had you.
It was just the first one.
Yeah.
I take all that back.
There you go.
I haven't seen it. Let's hear a clip.
Yep.
Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.
There are stories about what happened.
It's true. All of it. The dark side. A Jedi. They're real.
The Force.
It's calling to you.
Can I just call to producer Dave just for one moment there?
John, I've anticipated your question and written it down here. Go on.
Would you like to read out my question first?
Yes.
Like a magician revealing a trick? What am I going to say?
Okay, this is my guess of what you're going to say based on knowing you and that thing that we just played.
Yes.
Is it to do with the fact that that is intrinsically quite a visual film trailer with almost no dialogue and just music?
Pretty much you've hit the nail on the head of what I was going to say. Because you know I said, here's a clip from the film.
Yes.
And then that happened, and all you just got was some music, some noise, and then the occasional person going, the dark side. And then someone just going, the other side.
Yeah, but the music's cool, isn't it?
Wookie.
Yeah. Turns out the only authorised clips of Star Wars are the trailer from 6 months ago, so... there you go.
We don't have truck with authorisation.
I do, that's my job.
Well, why do you think yeah, try telling that to Radio 4. You're waving. Move on at me, aren't you? Yeah. Do you want to move on?
Yeah. Why don't we find out what's on television this week?
What's Daily Mail? What's the Star Wars? Fine.
That's DVD.
And DVD. Lala. What's the TV movie of the
TV movie this week? Is Getting to the Greek, which is tonight at E4, 9 PM.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. Russell Brand is
so
best.
Good.
It's so funny. Well,
it's so funny.
That's not a high bar, is it? Russell Brand is better. Have you seen Arthur?
Yes, rubbish.
Yeah,
this is really good.
I've not seen it, so
it's really funny.
It's really funny. Oh. Yeah. So you got Aaron Hill as Aaron Greenberg, who plays like a music PR person in P. Diddy's record label.
Yeah.
And basically, he's got to get a rock star, Albert Snow, who's Russell Brand, over to LA to play the Greek Theatre for a massive comeback concert. But because he's a rock star, he's got to get through like sex, drugs, and rock and roll along the way. It's hilarious. It's so funny.
One of the funniest films I've seen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the same.
Mm. I once saw Russell Brand sitting in a bar in Shoreditch reading a copy of Mein Kampf. Just saying.
Wow.
So, he set himself up as a bit of a revolutionary, didn't he, not long ago? Mm. There you have it. Russell Brand is Hitler. Thanks, Barry.
No problem.
Thanks for coming in. That's Barry with Film and TV Reviewing. It's 2:30. Still to come on this programme. Condescending. A man... called Con.
Yes.
In a lift, reading out the haters' texts and tweets. If you are a hater of the show, a troll, you still have time to get your trolling in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can hate us on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word hate.
And you could be read out live from the lift in today's Condescending. It's 2:30. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Alex has got the news.
Talk Radio.
A 17-year-old who idolised the Yorkshire Ripper has been convicted of murdering two strangers in frenzied attacks in Colchester. James Fairweather, who was 15 when he killed his victims, had denied murder on the grounds of diminished responsibility, claiming he believed he was possessed by the devil. The owner of Alton Towers has pleaded guilty to breaching health and safety rules over a roller coaster crash that left five people seriously injured. The company's been told it faces a very large fine. Two women had to have their legs amputated after the accident on the Smiler ride last June. Neil Craig is from the Health and Safety Executive.
Merlin has acknowledged that it failed in its legal duty to protect people on the Smiler ride. Those injured on 2nd of June had every right to expect a carefree and fun day out. The incident was profoundly distressing for all those involved, both physically and mentally.
Barack and Michelle Obama have had lunch with the Queen at Windsor Castle after the President said he wanted to wish Her Majesty a happy birthday in person. Earlier, he had his say on the European Union referendum debate, saying the EU makes Britain even greater. German manufacturers are recalling 630,000 cars across the country to fix diesel emissions management software, according to government officials. Vehicles made by Porsche, Volkswagen, Opel, Audi and Mercedes are all included. It's part of a widening clampdown on pollution in the wake of the Volkswagen scandal. Prince could be heading for a UK number one. Fans have been downloading his back catalogue since learning of his death. Tests later will determine how the pop star superstar died. I thought there was a weather stab. I was just waiting for a producer to hit a button and there wasn't one.
If you shout the word weather, if you turn around and shout the word weather at the wall, the stab will happen.
Weather!
Nothing.
Oh, there isn't one there.
Windy and cloudy in the south, some rain's heading north, but it's dry elsewhere with some sunshine and highs of 12 Celsius. There's more in half an hour.
And Chloe, Chloe's in the, Chloe's through the glass there. We'll just,
Hi.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe. What's up? Alex is just wondering where the weather thing.
There's no stab at half past, that Alex Dibbles.
That was my mistake. I'm so sorry. Victoria should have briefed me better. That's
yeah.
the honest truth.
Victoria.
It's
yeah,
the source of all problems.
It is, actually, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Even when she's not here.
Yeah.
It's like a force. It's there. Do you want anything else, Alex, while you're here?
No, I'm fine, mate. You absolutely fine, yeah.
Okay, you're done, right, fine. Chloe will now press a button to do something else.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
5 weeks in, I've still no idea what a full set breakfast is. Good afternoon, 25 to 3. Very shortly then, a man in a lift. Before that, the sad news, breaking news, if you've joined us this afternoon, of course, that William Shakespeare, the playwright and poet, has died 400 years ago tomorrow. A lot of your reactions coming in for that. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Joanna says that the butchers in Wigan, where she lives, have started laying on a special ham called a hamlet.
Yeah.
So that's nice in their window. And Sarah says she'll be raising a glass of mead at the tavern tonight.
I've got several people here who call Beth, who are going to be wearing Max to commemorate the news that William Shakespeare, if you are just joining us, breaking news that William Shakespeare, the playwright and poet, has died 400 years ago tomorrow. A lot of landmarks around the world have been turned into sonnets.
Je suis if Shakespeare has started trending on Twitter.
Has it?
Je suis if Shakespeare.
Yeah. So if you do want to join with that hashtag, then do. Yeah, so landmarks, sonnets, London Eye is now the How Shall I Love Thee, Let Me Count the Ways sonnet, the Taj Mahal. Is It for Fear to Wet a Widow's Eye has gone up in place of the Taj Mahal. And some Greenpeace protesters have climbed Nelson's column this afternoon and put some blank verse over his face by way of a tribute. So do keep those tributes to William Shakespeare, who's died 400 years ago tomorrow, coming in. In the meantime, as you know, if you're a regular listener, we do go out on the streets to find opinion. And that is because it's a talk radio station, and that's what we have to contractually do. So we've been out on the streets to find out what the people think. And today, do the people think buttons or hammers?
Buttons.
Hammers.
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 Buttons.
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 Hammers.
Buttons.
Hammers.
Hammers.
Buttons.
Buttons.
Hammers.
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 Buttons.
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 Hammers.
Buttons.
Hammers.
Hammers.
Buttons.
Buttons.
Hammers.
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 Buttons.
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 Hammers.
Buttons.
Hammers.
Hammers.
Buttons.
Buttons.
Hammers.
Hammers. Hammers.
Buttons.
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 Hammers.
Buttons.
Hammers.
Hammers.
Buttons.
Buttons.
Hammers.
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 Buttons. Buttons.
Buttons.
Hammers.
Buttons.
Hammers.
Hammers.
Buttons.
Buttons.
Hammers.
Hammers.
Buttons.
And there you have it, hammers or buttons. Now, if you've got an opinion, of course, on whether it is hammers or buttons, and again, there's a lot of argument on both sides coming in. 87222.
Start a message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start a message anywhere you like.
It's with hammers or buttons. It's 2:37. And do you know what? The haters gonna hate.
The haters gonna hate, 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 hate.
This is where we send the paid intern Cornelius, out of the studio, into the corridor outside, and along to the lift that runs down through the building here at Talk Radio, just behind the Oxo Tower, London. And the reason is this, as you'd expect, most people ignore the haters' texts and tweets and trolling, but no, not us. We take it to the lift, put it in the hands of Cornelius, because he says that the word con is short for Cornelius. when we all know it isn't. However, what it does do, it's lend itself to a tenuously titled feature where he takes all of the haters' tweets, and teats, if you like, and pictures of them that we do get sent on Snapchat, to the lift and reads them out as it travels downwards through the building, in a feature we like to call condescending.
Very good. Through
there. Anyway, so he should be in the lift now. Hello, Cornelius.
All right, John, I'm on the third floor here by the toilets in the lift. The toilets on this floor are named Ronaldo, Tevez, Radcliffe and Ennis. Anyway, let's go in the lift.
Right.
Let's have a listen.
Is this not the Grindhall day?
That's Colin Murray on Talk Sport. Okay.
That was rubbish.
Right, and off we go.
Go on, then.
Been listening to At Talk Radio during John H's show.
Hello.
Sorry, tedium like this is the daft videos, is similar to the daft videos my 7-year-old watches on YouTube at LBC at Talk Sport. thank you for that.
Yeah.
I pray for the souls of those who listen to or even accidentally hear a snippet of the afternoon show on Talk Radio. At Moorish Idol on Twitter says, "What a joke. There are people in Ecuador devastated after a terrible earthquake. Who cares about Prosecco?"
Fair point.
That was the joke we were doing at the time.
About Prosecco.
"I don't know who these blokes are on Talk Radio at the moment, but they're ruining my wedding day. Thank you, John." That's coming for a different John.
Right. Thanks for clearing out.
"I think I'd marry Julia Hartley Brewer, snog Paul Ross, and avoid John Holmes." Thank you, Danny on Twitter. Danny, sorry. "I personally believe that those who listen to John Holmes on Talk Radio were failed by their parents."
Good.
"I've always wanted to work in radio, but I lack any of the relative skills. Listening to John Holmes on Talk Radio makes me believe that it is not a problem." Someone called Den tweeted, "Are your mothers proud of you?"
Yours isn't.
Yeah. "Silence is the antidote to the cruel poison that is afternoons on Talk Radio." That's coming from Michael. Thank you, Michael. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Cornelius. The haters gonna hate. That is condescending. A man called Con in a lift reading out the haters' texts and tweets, obviously. If you'd like to be included in the future, of course, send your hate to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or if you'd like to use Twitter at Talk Radio, start your message with the word hate.
Yeah, any hate you want, really.
Right, okay, fine. There'll be another condescending next Friday, of course. Now, the news is... Well, I don't know. Have you ever seen the news, Dave? Producer Dave.
Not in the last 5 or 6 years. Right. Never seen the news. I don't.
Have you ever been in the news at any point?
Not in the last 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, good.
not once.
Do you want to talk about that?
No.
Okay. Fine. And no, don't worry, regular listeners, he hasn't murdered a student. It's something very different that he doesn't want me to talk about. Okay, don't throw things at me. Oh, fine.
I'll tweet it.
Okay, right, good. Have you seen the news, Cornelius?
Yeah, I've been reading some news recently. Frankly, John, I'm outraged.
So am I, that was even allowed.
And on that day...
The trouble is, of all days, the trouble is with the news, it's very complicated, isn't it?
Well, apart from that story, John, I can't get my head around
it. I know, which is why we like to simplify it here at Talk Radio in the afternoons through the medium and the art and the form. Okay. Of Japanese poetry. It's 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
The last PG tips. Chimpanzee dies. This is how it feels when chimps cry.
Uh, the news in haikus. It's Talk Radio. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's Some Request Friday as well. Do keep your requests for speeches or talks that, you know, mean a lot to you. To your family, you know, maybe they bring back memories. Maybe you just want a speech, shout out. Then you can get in touch and we'll play speeches by request, of course, this afternoon on Some Request Friday, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio. You can also use those same bits of communication method for the end of the week quiz, which is coming up later. Mm. Would you like to come on the radio, on the telephone? We'll call you back. Don't worry about that. Don't you worry your pretty little head about that.
No, sure.
We'll call you back if you want to play the end of the week quiz this afternoon, which is just three clips from things that have happened on the show over the past five days. And you just have to tell us what I'm next. It's that, isn't it? It's easy. Mm.
Yeah.
It's just that. It's just fine. So 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Just write quiz or something at Talk Radio on and the same thing, and then that'll happen later at some point. Anyway, here's some adverts now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Every approved used Jaguar comes with 2 years warranty. But at the Jaguar approved used event from the 14th to the 25th of April, on top of our competitive 10.9% APR representative finance, with Jaguar Privilege PCP, you also get a £1,000 deposit contribution across the range. So the Jaguar you've always wanted is closer than ever. Search Jaguar approved used.
Offer ends 25th of April 2016. Credits subject to status. Terms and conditions apply. Black Horse Trading as Jaguar Financial Services.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Gary, Winston Wolf, direct line. The landlord Mike says you wrecked his place.
Wait,
knocking holes in the walls. And all that graffiti? Fancy yourself an artiste?
No.
But it's all covered, Gary. Mike is with direct line. They'll cover up to the full amount insured for malicious damage by tenants.
Oh, good. Can I go now?
Oh, no, Gary. Direct line's looking after Mike. But who's looking after you?
Direct line landlord insurance covers up to the sum insured for malicious damage by tenants. Can your landlord insurance do that? Search direct line landlord. Optional extra qualifying criteria and excess apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in West Yorkshire, the westbound side of the M62 completely blocked due to a multi-vehicle accident between junction 32 at Pontefract and junction 31 at Castleford. In Bristol, the westbound side of the M4 still very slow, following a breakdown. All lanes now open, although delays between junction 19 for the M32 down towards junction 21 at the M48. And finally, in Surrey, the London-bound side of the M3, one lane down due to an accident between junction 3 at Bagshot and junction 2 for the M25 through the Rolex. I'm Stephen Beach.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It's 2:45 ahead of end of the week quiz. Some of your reactions that have been coming in this afternoon. You can react, of course, and send your reactions to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Christ, I just keep saying that. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Well, sunsets are at the end of the day has come in. Yeah. How dare you on Her Majesty's birthday has come in.
Is that from at?
That's from at Daily Mail reader, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that, yeah.
Don't make me laugh. No, you didn't. Has also come in from the same person.
Yeah, good.
Stop it has come in from the producer.
I've got stop right now, thank you very much. That's coming from the Spice Girls this afternoon as well. And and this is why we have murderers, isn't it? Has come up there from stating the obvious. If you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word.
I don't need to do that again. It doesn't matter at all. But it is Some Request Friday, by the way. If you want to get in touch because you'd like it, you can't use All Request Friday because Simon Mayo owns it. over at Radio 2 for their requests of music. We, however, being a talk radio station, have requests of talks and speeches. If you'd like one, if it means a lot to you earlier, of course, Harold wanted to hear Aung San Suu Kyi's Oxford graduation speech for his wife, Sue, because she'd lost a dog and was sad. And that speech meant a lot because she used to listen to it when she walked that dog. Anonymous man flying to Syria wanted to hear JFK's speech about not being too secret, because it meant a lot.
Bit ironic,
yeah, given that was the speech that arguably killed JFK. So if you've got you don't need a real reason. I mean, it might be an anniversary, it might be a birthday. You might want to say happy birthday.
You might just want to hear a speech. Maybe you've had it as an earworm all day.
Yes, because you do that. Head. Yeah, when you can't. I mean, I once had the whole of Churchill's "We Shall Fight Them on the Beaches." I just woke up with it,
yeah.
All of it, and I couldn't all day. I couldn't get it out.
Of your head,
and
yeah.
What's that thing? You can say a speech, can't you? There's a speech you say to get it out of your...
Is there a speech
stuck in your head. Yeah, I think there's another speech you can do.
Well, is that the Nick Clegg apology speech?
That's it, yes.
Yeah,
so if you've got a speech stuck in your head as an earworm, just recite the Nick Clegg apology tuition speech
yeah.
And it gets rid of the other one.
Oh.
And weirdly, the Nick Clegg one doesn't stay in your head, much like he never stayed in government. We've got another request coming, though, on 87222. Don't say it.
With the word talk.
Hi, John. We're the Manchester Typing Society. We're all on a minibus on our way to Bognor for the 2016 Keyboard Championships. Can you wish us luck? Good luck. We're all listening in, and we love it in the minibus. And we'd love it if you could play that time for us that Ted Cruz was once a bit sexist in an interview. It's the speech we like to listen to get hyped up before a big tournament, and that's from Linda. So especially for you, Linda, and the Manchester Typing Society on your way to Bognor for the Keyboard Championships. Here's that Ted Cruz speech.
I think it risks putting women in an unfair situation. You know, you've got in, if you're looking at close combat, for example, if you're dealing with a 200-pound jihadist, the idea that we will forcibly take our daughters and put them in a position where they could be in close combat, I don't think that makes sense, and it's not recognizing the realities of combat. You know, the Marines recently did studies on this, looking that putting women in that position ended up increasing casualties, both among the women and among the men, that it decreases military effectiveness. And the job of our warfighters is to defeat the enemy. It's not to be this cauldron for social experiments or political correctness. It is to keep America safe.
And that there, Ted Cruz's slightly sexist interview there. And we're playing that on all request. Some request Friday, especially for Linda, who's in the Manchester Typing Society on a minibus on the way to Bognor for the Keyboard Championships. If you'd like a speech played for you this afternoon, then just get in touch on... I'm not going to say it because you're going to say the thing and it annoys me.
87222. Start your message with the word talk.
God's sake.
Looking back over my shoulder.
Right, 9 minutes to 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, of course, the big debate. Ahead of that, though, testing your brand loyalty to talk radio in the afternoons. That's the end of the week quiz, as we look back over the shoulder of the week. End of the week quiz, then, on the line, chosen from the thousands and thousands of entries. I think we've got, is it Dave? Dave in Nottingham. Hello, Dave?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Dave, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, yeah. Good, thank you, Dave. Yeah, what's... let's just do a bit of banter first. It's traditional, isn't it? What are you up to, Dave? What are you up to?
Just about to finish work, going for the weekend.
For the weekend. What do you do, Dave?
I work in a supermarket.
You work in a supermarket. What do you do in the supermarket?
I just kind of sort the warehouse out.
Warehouse, supermarket warehouse. All right, fine. And have you been listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons in the supermarket warehouse all week, Dave?
Yes, all week.
Right, so you're
very loyal.
Pretty much. Are you confident that you're going to score highly in this?
Highly confident.
Okay, fine. Right, what I've got then are three clips of things, Supermarket Dave, that have happened over the past 5 days on this show. You'll hear a clip and you just simply have to tell us what happened next. Here comes question number one. So, as you know, Victoria, out of off of the news, sometimes likes to take breaks in the middle of the news for a bit of a chit-chat.
I was on a school trip when I was 13.
Right.
And I was looking down in this enclosure, and it was a big male ape.
Yeah.
And
a mape.
And he just threw his poo at me, and it landed in my face.
That's Victoria there, chit-chatting in the news about an ape lobbing its excrement at her news face. Yesterday, she reported an opinion of her own as the news, thereby breaking all editorial guidelines and rules. But she did. She reported an opinion of her own as the news. What was that opinion, Dave? Was it A, that royalists are a bit weird? Was it B... Oh, no, she said that. No, on such a day. Was it B, all immigrants should get out of the country before we kick them out? Or did she C, say that people who collect stamps are losers with no friends?
Was it A?
Let's find out. Royalists are a bit weird. Is it A?
Royalists can be a bit weird.
Yes, it was. She said that. Something like that. As bad as that. As bad as that. On the Queen's birthday.
I can't believe that.
I can't believe that happened. That's terrible scheduling.
Outraged.
Question number two. Wednesday's Diversity paper review saw the return of this man. Today's Diversity, he's back. It's Johnny. He's a...
Jew.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Did you know it's Hitler's birthday?
Happy birthday.
Failing to realise what a paper review is, Johnny brought one of the most of the world's most non-stories ever to the table from a website, not even a paper, the website called telemix.com. But who was the story about? Was it A, the former Blue Peter presenter, Tim Vincent? Was it B, the former horror film actor, Vincent Price? Or was it C, the Strictly Come Dancing dancer, Vincent Simone?
Well, was it A?
Former Blue Peter presenter, Tim Vincent, let's find out.
Vincent Simone was on Strictly, he got sacked.
Who is he? What is he?
He's a dancer.
Oh, fine.
One of the professionals.
Oh, okay, fine. But no, it was something called a Vincent Simone, Dave.
Yeah, I don't watch Strictly.
No, me neither. Right, question number three. Final question. Who could forget that on Monday, things got very heated on the big debate here on the show as afternoons were discussed? Charlie was on the phone. I've got Charlie. He's on the telephone. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, good day.
Good day to you. Now, I understand that you're you want to see an end to afternoons.
An end. It's 2016. Why afternoons haven't come to an end so far?
Yeah.
I'm just furious.
Yes.
It's just such an antiquated notion. We get up in the morning, of course, go to work, go home in the evening. What's the point of an afternoon? What's it there for?
Part of the big debate, of course. A lot of people were talking about that afterwards and whether or not we should abolish the afternoon. Charlie was suggesting, though, that they replace the afternoons with something. The government replaced the afternoons with something. Did he say they should replace it with A, before dusk, which would be known as busk, pre-evenings, known as pre-evenings, or post-mornings, which should be known as pornings? Which of those did he say?
It was pre-evenings.
Pre-evenings, let's find out.
Well, if not the morning or the evening, then at least the post-morning, or as I call it, the porning.
No, Dave! Listen, your supermarket knowledge is poor, isn't it? Rubbish. You say it's been on in your warehouse, Dave.
But I was confident with that last one.
Yeah, you sounded confident, but it was ill-placed, like many of the things on the shelves in your warehouse, doubtless. Well, look, we're going to go to the scores. Producer Dave's here. He's going to check the system.
Check the system, John.
Just bear with us, Dave. We're just going to check the system. Just checking the system. It's a very slow system, Dave. It's quite a slow system.
Very slow system, isn't it? And the Wi-Fi is not working today, so I don't know if the system talks to the Wi-Fi or not, but it does.
It's quite slow.
The Wi-Fi trying to boot up there.
It's quite a slow system.
Also got a minute to add.
The system's got another minute to go, it seems.
It's finished, John. System's in.
System, what's the score?
It's calculated all of Dave's answers, and he's got a total of...
Yes.
1 point.
Oh, is that it?
Dave, you did very, very, very badly.
Back over my shoulder.
Your brand loyalty tested aptly for Dave, like a supermarket loyalty card, but in the form of a crap quiz. Dave, commiserations. My advice, listen more closely next time. For next Friday, there will be another end of the week quiz here on Talk Radio. Right, it's 2:58. The news is next.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
News just in. You could win a trip to the Rio 2016 Olympic Games with Visa Contactless. Every time you touch and pay for anything up to £30 with Visa Contactless, simply enter online and you'll be in with a chance of winning. So whether you're buying chinos or your morning cappuccino, go cash-free and follow Team GB with pride at Rio 2016. Enter today at visa.co.uk/cashfree. Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need. Visa, worldwide sponsor of the Olympic Games. T's and C's apply. 18s and over. Ends June 5th, 2016. See website for details.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Who are you? Get out the back of my van.
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock exactly, and I'm going to stick my neck out and say precisely. I'm John Holmes, it is Talk Radio. Alex has the news.
Thanks, John. Alton Towers owners facing huge fine. Apple co-founder slams UK's planned surveillance powers and school evacuation over bomb scare.
Talk Radio.
The owner of Alton Towers has pleaded guilty to breaching health and safety rules after a roller coaster crash. Two people had legs amputated after the collision on the Smiler ride last June, and three others suffered life-changing injuries. A judge has warned Merlin it could have to pay a very large fine. Paul Paxton is a lawyer representing 8 of the victims.
Here are young people who've gone out to have a fun day out and come away some with an amputation. But that said, it is a comfort that there has been a guilty plea and now we won't have to go through the necessity of a trial.
A 17-year-old boy who stabbed a stranger 102 times has been found guilty of murder. James Fairweather was just 15 when he attacked James Atfield, who was a stranger to him. The teenager idolised the Yorkshire Ripper and went on to kill a Saudi Arabian student as well. The co-founder of Apple says proposed surveillance laws are evil. Steve Wozniak was speaking about the UK's investigatory powers bill. It would require companies to keep people's internet browsing history for a year.
It's so evil, you can go back to a history of maybe a couple hundred years after, starting with the Magna Carta, a few hundred years of the development of the rights and what they were all about. It's because somebody sort of has a suspicion or doesn't like you, they can just accomplish anything because they have infinite power.
It seems the number of migrants taking boats from Turkey to Greece is increasing again. 150 people a day have been making the journey over the last 3 days after the route went quiet. Andrei Mihajic from the UN Refugee Agencies told Talk Radio Britain should be open to taking in more refugees.
The global forced displacement, which is essentially displacement made by men through conflict, wars and persecution, we are living a time when this displacement is at its highest level since the Second World War. It's an exceptional situation which requires an exceptional response.
A school in southeast London's been evacuated after a suspected weaponry from the Second World War was found on a building site. Police think it could be a bomb or a gun. A 200-metre cordon was put in place on Boon Street. It's likely to stay there for some time. Prince could be heading for a UK number one. Fans have been downloading his back catalogue since learning of his death. tests later will determine how the pop superstar died. And Romania has been booted out of the Eurovision Song Contest for not paying its bills. The European Broadcasting Union says the country's national broadcaster, TVR, owes more than £11 million.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy and breezy in the south with some rain spreading north. Drier with a bit of sunshine elsewhere, but showers developing across northern and eastern Scotland. Highs of 12 degrees Celsius.
Alex, thank you very much. 3 minutes past three. And now Ben's got the sport live from a building site.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri says Jamie Vardy's ban hasn't distracted his players. The striker's out for at least one game after getting a second yellow card for diving against West Ham. He's facing a misconduct charge over his reaction to that decision. It could mean Vardy misses more matches in the Barclays Premier League title running. Ranieri says he won't waste time questioning what happened.
I don't want to put my energy in this case. You know me, my focus is only on Swansea. Swansea is a difficult match.
Everton will be without their fullback Seamus Coleman for tomorrow's FA Cup semi-final against Manchester United. He's not recovered from a hamstring injury. Gareth Barry, Phil Jagielka and John Stones need to undergo late fitness tests. It's another huge night in the Sky Bet Championship as Burnley look to go top of the table. They need a win at Lancashire rivals Preston. Finally, in tonight's Rugby League Super League action, early season pace setters Warrington have a derby at Widnes, while defending champions Leeds go to St Helens. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks very much, Ben. That was the news, of course, live from a building site this afternoon. Still to come on the programme, the big debate, which we're going to hear next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Okay, 4 minutes past three on a Friday afternoon. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons, clearly. I am John Holmes, and apologies again this afternoon, but we have got we've got scientists in the studio. If you're watching on the webcam this afternoon, you'll see that the studio is full of scientists. There are nine scientists in here. And the reason is because after Damien Hirst's dead animal art tanks at the nearby Tate Modern have been found to have been leaking formaldehyde, you might have seen that in the news, we've got the same problem here with Julia Hartley Brewer. And it's a sort of liquid that's inside Julia Hartley Brewer. Basically, what it does, it keeps her outdated opinions fresh. But sometimes when she shifts in her chair during her programme, the formaldehyde gas seeps out of Julia Hartley Brewer. And, of course, it is toxic. So they've cordoned her off. That's just to keep you up to speed with what's going on this afternoon on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Right, it is 3:05, and that means it's very much time for the big debate. Okay, be the news in here is, and you might have, I don't know whether you've heard this, but the breaking news is that the singer Prince has died. We're just getting that news in now. It's difficult to make out the facts, actually. I mean, this is breaking now. The singer Prince has died age 57, and already on Twitter people have begun to talk about it. They're getting so early.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say, because saying that he was purple, and the rain that he had, and a lot of people are saying, a lot of people are using the word rain in two of its different meanings as well, because they're using the word rain as in the rain of like a prince or something, but of course he had a song Purple Rain, which is like rain, it's like rain and people are using that on Twitter. And the question that people are asking, though, so it falls to us to carry on asking the question. Now, with the death of Prince, is it time to do away with purple? That's the debate that's set to run. We've got someone on the telephone who thinks it is. I think Gareth's on the phone. Gareth, good afternoon, Gareth. Gareth, good afternoon.
I'm here to talk about what I think about purple.
Good, you're there, Gareth. I can hear you now. Are you there? Yeah, yes, yeah. Good. Yes. Now, am I right in thinking you think it is time now to do away with purple?
It is, John, because I think you'll agree it's all about respect. In the same way that football clubs have been known to retire a jersey and a number with a player. Yeah. One of Pele's football clubs, if you remember, retired the number 10 shirt when he finished.
That's right.
I think the same should go for humanity and the colour purple.
Right.
I think it's just an issue of respect.
Yes. Am I right that you didn't necessarily have a problem with purple up to now, or has it always been sort of, you know, a colour that you just don't like?
Let's cut to the chase. It's not a proper colour, is it? It's just not a proper colour. We all know the song, the rainbow song, about red and orange and yellow and green and purple and orange. But purple, it's not one of the colours, is it? It's not. We don't deal with it there in that song. And also, the truth of the matter is that Prince was the last person of any worth to be associated with the colour purple. Purple is the colour of the worst Teletubby. Purple is the colour of the worst dinosaur, Barney.
Yes.
And
are a lot of people saying that this afternoon, so yes, you're onto something there.
And Alice in Wonderland, if you think about that, in the cartoon of Alice in Wonderland, the Cheshire Cat was purple.
Yeah.
And that's a character that only became interesting when it disappeared. And I think that says a lot.
Right, stay on the line for me, Gareth, because I want to bring in another caller here, because I think we've got Dan on the other line, who's very much in favour of keeping purple. Am I right, Dan? You're going to keep purple?
I do indeed, John. I mean, purple is just the perfect colour. It is, you know, it's not. Sometimes you see red and you go, that's quite scary. Sometimes you see blue and it kind of chills you out so much that you pass out. But you've got purple, which is the perfect mix between red and blue, the perfect point between crimson and violet.
Yes.
And I think that it's astonishing that Gareth can talk about respect when talking about the colour purple, because, of course, there is the Purple Heart, which is awarded to the bravest of soldiers. So if he thinks we should get rid of the colour purple and, by effect, the Purple Heart,
yes,
he's effectively saying that he hates soldiers.
Yes.
And in effect of that, he's saying he hates England.
Yeah, well, that's right, isn't it, Gareth? Because let me put this to you. Soldiers, have you ever dipped a soldier in your egg?
I have dipped a soldier in my egg.
Now, does that make you a hypocrite, then?
A brown slice of toast in a white and yellow egg.
Yeah.
And I see the great thing about that is that there's no purple anywhere to be seen. Let's stay on this for a moment. Let's talk about the colour. Purple foods. There aren't many, are they? There aren't many purple
grapes.
Foods. And which one?
Grapes. Oh, Dan, wait a minute. Dan is saying grapes.
No, I'm saying to him, but we don't call them purple grapes, do we? We don't go, oh, look at that. That's a purple grape. There are red grapes, red cabbage, blackberries and blackcurrants. All the foods that are sort of in the spectrum of purple, of a purplish hue, even they are trying to name themselves other colours. I think we need to just cut this. Let's just get rid of purple. While purple is there, it's asking too many questions of the other colours. If purple remains, where the hell does that leave magenta? If purple remains, what is a violet? Come on, sort it out.
Dan, there's a lot of questions in there. Do you want to answer them?
Well, I mean, if we are going to talk about purple foods, putting purple grapes, the best grapes, if I may say so myself, if we put them aside, we're still left with the purple Quality Street and the purple Cadbury's Roses, which are, of course, hazelnut and caramel, which I think you'll find are the best Quality Street.
So
what a load of absolute rot. Those are purple wrappers around wholesome foods. That is the purple marketing board getting their greasy little hands on honest-to-goodness food.
Let Dan come back in on that. Dan, he's saying greasy little hands to you.
Well, I mean, the reason that they put the purple wrappers on the hazelnut is because they know that the purple ones are the best ones. They think, how can we signify to the general public, to the quality street eating public, how can we tell them, look, you there who wants to eat a delicious chocolate, this one is the best one. It is hazelnut and caramel. Do you know how you know that? Because it's purple.
But don't forget, gentlemen, there is the trick one, isn't there? Because the one you think it's a quality street, but it's an aubergine. We've all done it.
Yes.
We've all done that.
I just think this purple supremacy thing. Right, let's get this out in the open. Purple, it's a colour of royalty, isn't it? Dan saying there how purple is always the best one.
Yep.
Purple throughout time has been used in terms to signify some sort of nobility in Roman times, in modern times. I say smash the system. It's power to the people, not power to the purple.
Let me put this to you as well. As purple, I think, is one of the only colours to have its own film, the colour purple. Do you think it's about time obviously there's the three colours trilogy, you've got red there, of course, blue and white, but purple is really the only film to have its own film on its own. Is that fair to other colours?
Well, I can't say I've ever seen the film Purple. However, I can tell you that I will be seeing it because its name signifies that it must be of immeasurable quality.
It's got
title is anything to go by.
It's got Whoopi Goldberg in it.
I wouldn't be capable of seeing the film Purple because I have taken to my television with a screwdriver and made sure that the colour does not show.
Let me ask you about, we've got text coming in saying, I'm listening to this debate with interest and I can't decide what side I'm actually on. This is from Sarah this afternoon. And she's got a point though. She said, what about bruises? Let me put that to you, Gareth, first. What about bruises? Logistical nightmare. What?
It is a logistical nightmare, but I think that just shows everything about what the colour purple is really, really about. And that is the fact that it is about injury and that it is about something that we do not want. If we get rid of purple, maybe we can be on the path to getting rid of bruises.
Okay, another one. And again, answer this logistical nightmare. Well, I'll put this to you as well. What about the aubergine emoji, which, of course, people use to make willy jokes on WhatsApp and texts and so forth? What about if we get rid of that? How do we make willy jokes?
I think this is all about the evolution of language.
Yes.
And if the aubergine is out, we will find a way. We have always found a way. What's wrong with a carrot, John?
It's a fair point, isn't it? Ben, let me ask you this finally as well. Dan, beg your pardon. Nothing rhymes with purple is coming in from a lot of people. Nothing rhymes with purple.
Well, I think you'll find if you bend rhyming schemes a little bit, it can rhyme with hurtful.
Let me just stop you there, because what you said now, that is actually very insulting on this day of all days, which is the day before the anniversary of Shakespeare dying. And you've just said to bend a word to rhyme. And on this day, I mean, that is... That's shocking. I mean, broadcasting that on this day, of all days, I mean, was no one at the BBC paying attention?
Apologies.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're going to have to stop this there because that's going to get too, you know, you've overstepped the line really on that. So let me apologise there on behalf of Dan. I needed you to sum this debate up. It's going to run and run. Of course, you can get your reactions in to whether or not we should keep or ban purple. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Let me sum it up. Dan, a final word for you, please. Sum this debate up in one word.
Nurple.
I've done it again. And Gareth, can you sum this debate up in one word, please?
Witchcraft.
And there we must... Leave the debate. If you've got an opinion on purple, as I say, you can text us. Don't repeat it again. I'm sick of it. 87222.
Start your message
don't
with
do
the word
it.
Talk. It's involuntary.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Reactions, very welcome. We'll get to some after the break. It's 3:16. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit hampton.com for terms and conditions.
This week at Asda, award-winning Pierre Darcy Champagne is just £9 a bottle. So, you can afford to celebrate the Queen's birthday, and Uncle Brian's birthday, the neighbour's birthday, the cat's birthday, the goldfish's birthday. Asda. Save money. Live better.
Selected stores subject to availability. Awarded by IWSC 2015. Off ends 25th of April. Over 18s only. Drink aware.
Get it straight from Selco.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, you can already expect to get a massive range of products in stock, all at great trade prices. Now, we've made things even better by introducing Selco Hire at every branch, so you can now hire your building tools and equipment from Selco too. In April, hire a passload cordless first fix nailer for just £35 per week, ex-VAT. Find your local Selco Hire branch at hire.selcobw.com.
Get it straight for Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in West Yorkshire, the westbound side of the M62. One lane down due to a multi-vehicle accident between 32 at Pontefract and 31 at Castleford. South Yorkshire, the A1M on the southbound side, completely closed due to a vehicle fire between 37 at Mar and junction 36, queues back towards Wembridge South. And finally, in Berkshire, the westbound side of the M4, completely blocked due to an accident near Reading Services. Queues back towards junction 11 for the A33 at the Reading turn-off. Public transport doing okay so far. I'm Stephen Beach.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adults only, late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson this Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
20 past three, good afternoon, Friday afternoon, a lot of reaction coming in there. The big debate today about, with the passing of Prince, should we or should we not now do away with purple? Is it time to do away with purple? Do we need it anymore? A lot of passionate debate on the radio. Just then, some reactions have come in. What are the reactions?
Lots coming in, John. People are very passionate about this.
Passionate.
It's bad for the economy and it makes me feel uncolourful. I'm calling for perpsit.
Yeah,
someone said.
Yeah, a lot of people calling for perpsit.
Yeah,
we should, though, in the interest of balance, because, you know, we are technically in a perpsit. Time. We have to go, you know, some people do want perpsit, and some people think we should leave purple as it is.
Mm.
Just for, we'd say that for balance.
Yes. And this has also come in from Distracted, has said, people need to remember that Barney is just a small section of purple and that we shouldn't blame purple itself for it.
For the dinosaur.
Yeah.
No, I've got some coming in. I've got people saying, a lot of people saying, look, if you could do away with purple by segregating blue and red, because it's only when they mix together that you get the problems.
I think you're in very dangerous territory there.
I think so. I mean, that's the sort of thing you get on Julia Hartley Brewer's programme, of course. And I think, and people start calling for apartheid with...
A perptite.
And we should separate palettes, artists' palettes. They're saying it should be separated, like separate toilets. People are saying, oh, it's terrible, separate toilets. One for the blue colour, one for the red colour, purple, no thank you, let it use the disabled. People are saying that this afternoon. Okay, it's 3:21, and that means it's time for the Diversity Paper Review. Now then, regular listeners will know that each and every day we have the papers reviewed by paper reviewers. So far, so broadcasting. So far, so normal. Isn't it? That's what they do. However, we use this as an opportunity to become the most diverse show in the world. The sort of thing that Lenny Henry, lying alone in his Premier Inn, by the way, which is purple.
Jesus Christ.
His Premier Inn bed. It's so diverse that Lenny Henry would tent pole that Premier Inn bed. That is how excited Lenny Henry would be at the notion of the diversity paper review, where a different diversity each day comes in to review the papers. We have a brand new one today. Reviewing the papers is Vaz. Hello, Vaz.
Hello, mate.
What sort of diversity are you?
I'm Sri Lankan.
Excellent news. What have you brought in?
Today I'm reading the Mail, as ever, you know.
Yep.
Good satire.
Interesting.
Yeah, front page news. I mean, this is the most important thing in the country.
Yeah.
The Queen, she's had another birthday. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, I didn't know about this. When was this?
No, you'd think with all that private healthcare, she'd keep living. But, oh, well, she has.
So yeah, that's handy, isn't it?
It's a win.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just rubbish, really, isn't it?
Do I take it that you didn't approve of the
yesterday's? No, I mean, how many pages? About 11 pages of just Queen pictures through the year.
In the Daily Mail?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I never knew this.
Surprised they had room for any other news. I'm surprised they
Diana death theory or something.
Yeah, yeah. So you didn't watch any of it yesterday, I suppose? You didn't,
Was it on? No. Yeah.
Do you think then it's just kind of, I mean, a waste of, I mean, it's very Daily Mail, clearly.
This is
what they do. But, I mean, do you think the coverage enough or, I mean, is it right to cover it? I mean,
I feel like we're one step away from making it a national holiday. That's how much press coverage there is.
But that's
a good thing.
Yeah, though. But then we'd all approve of it, wouldn't we?
maybe.
We'll see.
Yeah, no, I just think, why are people surprised? She's still, you know, she's still queen and she's, you know, I don't know how old she's 90 something?
90, like? She's a 90th, yeah.
How is it a surprise to anyone?
I did read yesterday, which was quite funny, where they were saying, you know, she's managed to stay healthy. She's managed to reach this age of 90. And there are other people that have reached the age of 90, who aren't so well, but they're still there. And you go, yes, because they haven't got servants and castles and, you know, an unlimited budget for healthcare, as you said. Yeah. And like, so it's not quite.
I mean, if my nan had made it to 90, I'd throw a party, but. Yeah. You know, when I'm paying for someone to get all the healthcare in the world and they make it to 90, it's not really a surprise,
is it? It's not a surprise, no. I mean, I don't begrudge her being alive.
No, of course
status.
Not.
Let's be clear.
No, I'm actually a fan of her. She's something sweet about her, obviously, but I just don't understand all this lauding, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so to be clear, you're not saying kill the Queen.
No, I'm not.
On national radio. You're not saying that.
Not this year, anyway.
Okay, fine. So, that's good news. What else have you got?
Well, I thought we'd skip straight to the back pages and laugh at some sport.
Right.
Arsenal won, surprise, surprise.
Mm. This is my area.
Yeah, John loves football.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you're not a big fan.
Well, it's a ball. It's a ball of two halves, isn't it? And it's and when you put it together, it makes a round. And then kick the and a men and the thing. And
is that all sport or just football?
All of it. Back of the thing.
Back Yay! Of the net. Goal.
Yep. That's how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, normally, yeah. Well, not so much for Arsenal, actually. They struggle with that bit.
Okay, so tell me about Arsenal. Bear in mind, I don't know anything. Tell me what's going on with Arsenal.
Oh, so Arsenal are a team with what seems like a never-ending amount of money, but every year...
Like the Queen.
Yeah. They bemoan the fact that, oh, you know, we haven't quite made it, and they stick with the same guy. You'd think, right, if your company made no progress over 10 years...
Yeah.
You'd sack the guy in charge and look for someone to change it up. But no, Arsenal stick with the same guy year on year and just moan and moan and moan. And I'm just fed up with it. Every year they're like, we're going to win the title. That's the running Arsenal
chat. We mentioned this earlier, Vass, right? Because Arsenal got mentioned for some reason earlier. I can't remember why. But then the boss is called Arsene Wenger, right?
Yeah.
And I asked a genuine question. Is that the fact that there's two arses there? It's a game of two arses. That's what I say about Arsenal. It's a game of two arses. But is that a coincidence or did they just...
Yeah, you know, it's quite... Yeah, it's an odd coincidence. Yeah, there's no connection there.
There really is. That's it. Did he apply for the job thinking I'm a shoo-in because my name's like the team I'm applying? Mm. So I mean,
I could get a job at Vaseline very quickly.
See, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, you could. Yes, you could.
That's
yeah.
funny.
You could very much lubricate the wheels.
Yeah.
Of,
it's a dangerous path again now,
yeah, it is a bit, yeah.
No, and then another great article by the Mail talking about how would it be possible with the new Jungle Book film coming out?
Yeah.
Would it be possible for an animal to really rear a child? I mean, is that...
So when you say rear a child, what?
As in, bring it up.
Oh, God, thank God for that.
Yeah, yeah. It's just ridiculous, isn't it, really?
I thought we were going down the Vaseline route.
Can they do it? Is there an answer in the article?
It's just speculation.
Read the headline to me.
Hold on.
It says something... Because I've got a theory, right? So if the headline says... Just noise of a man leafing through a paper.
Yeah, flicking.
It's fine. You carry on. It's fine. We'll just wait. It's fine.
No pressure.
No, it's fine. I bet after this, my theory won't...
Can't find it.
Beard.
It was that good, you know? Yeah. I really nailed it down.
Yeah. It's leafing through the...
Oh, here we are.
Yeah.
Could animal really raise a human child? ?
Excellent. Now, that does back my point. So I have a theory, right, that whenever you see a headline in a newspaper that's a question, the answer's always no. It is, though, is it? If you think about it, can red wine cure cancer? No. No, it's just
numb the pain definitely. Somewhat.
Yeah, well, quite, but that's not the question I'm asking. But the answer, you read that whole article and the answer will be no. I mean, this comes from Roman mythology, doesn't it? This is the Remus and Romulus story about the wolves raising... You're looking at me like you don't
know. I have no idea what you're
Remus and Romulus were wolves and they raised a child in Roman mythology. Yeah. That's where all of these stories originate from.
Oh, okay.
You go back right through mythology and you find it there, and hence Jungle Book and Mowgli.
Who was the kid they raised?
So and so forth.
Who was it?
It grew up to be Keith Lemon.
Really?
Yeah.
That explains the hair.
It explains a lot. Thanks for that.
No worries. Cheers, Val.
It's fine. But animals bringing up children in terms of... I mean, what are they? They're citing examples from history in the mail. Am I right?
No, they're not.
What are they just saying?
Jungle Book.
They're just talking about Jungle Book.
Yeah, pretty
much. As though the Daily Mail journalists believe that to be real.
Documentary, the Jungle Book.
Well, I think there's one case maybe of, like, you know, a mythical case of, you know, a zoologist lost in a forest or something.
Yeah,
but nothing. Nothing. Of any fact, come on!
It's the Daily Mail. I mean, can you just pass me the Daily Mail? Just going to have a quick look.
It's, if you ever need a, if you're having a really bad day and you need a laugh, just read the Daily Mail.
Yeah, just move. Sorry, Dave, producer Dave, did you say something? What? I can't hear you, Dave. I can't really hear you, mate.
I just said let's move on and not look through the Daily Mail.
Well, I'm just looking through the Daily Mail. I'm just reading a story here.
Is there a story there?
Yeah, look at that story there.
What?
It says, why did
Radio
4
vile?
Vile.
It was
immediately stop it.
Well, it answers it's a question, so the answer must be no.
What page is it? Sorry,
page of the mail. It's page it's page 4 of the mail.
Page 4, yeah. Bottom story.
I don't know why we'd look at that.
Yeah,
nothing to do with anyone in this. Okay, it's 3:30. It's Talk Radio, and Alex is going to have the news.
Talk Radio.
Thanks very much, John. Good afternoon. The owners of Alton Towers are facing a multi-million pound fine after admitting breaching health and safety rules over the Smiler roller coaster crash, which left 5 people seriously injured. 2 women needed leg amputations after their carriage hit another stationary train car on the track in June last year. It emerged a manual operator overrode the ride's computer system, leading to the smash. A teenage boy who idolised the Yorkshire Ripper has been convicted of murdering 2 strangers in Colchester. James Fairweather, who was 15 at the time, stabbed James Atfield and Naheed Al-Maneya in 2014. Barack Obama's arrived at Downing Street for talks with David Cameron. The President and Prime Minister are to focus on the fight to oust Islamic State from a key city in Iraq. Earlier, the US President said Britain would be even greater within the European Union. But UKIP MP Douglas Carswell told Talk Radio that's not true.
The great and the good, they somehow imply that being a self-governing country outside the EU would be extreme and bold. Look, most countries around the world aren't in the EU, and most countries happen to be doing a lot better than countries inside the EU. What would being outside the EU look like? Well, not being in the EU.
Tests will take place later to determine how Prince died after he was found unresponsive at his home in Minnesota yesterday. The website TMZ is reporting the singer was treated for a drug overdose days ago. And 4 mountaineers stranded on a ledge at 2,000 feet on Skye have been airlifted to safety. The hill walkers got into difficulties as darkness fell yesterday evening. The weather windy and cloudy in the south, but if you live in the north, warning, some locally heavy rain is heading for you. dry with some sunshine elsewhere and highs of 12 degrees.
That's quite sinister, Alex, wasn't it?
I know, but I just thought I wanted to give the impression that a dark cloud was heading up the country.
Right.
So I did that. Was that wrong?
No, I think it worked.
Very good.
It was like it was akin to the famous broadcast of War of the Worlds by Orson Welles when people genuinely panicked at what they'd heard on the radio.
That's the first time and probably the last that I'll be compared to Orson Welles.
Okay. It's 3:32. You are listening to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It's 3:33. It is Talk Radio. Hello. I'm John Holmes, and it's Some Request Friday. Of course, you can request we can't use All Request Friday because Simon Mayo owns the copyright on that. But we will be using Some Request Friday on a Friday, and you can request speeches or talks that mean a lot to you. Earlier on, of course, Harold, for his wife Sue, just to cheer up because she'd lost her dog, wanted to hear Aung San Suu Kyi's Oxford graduation speech. It meant a lot to them. We had the Manchester Typing Society. Linda's in the Manchester Typing Society. They're in a minibus on the way to Bognor for the Keyboard Championships 2016. All listening in wanted to hear that time Ted Cruz was a bit sexist in an interview. It's a speech that gets them hyped up before a big tournament. We played that for them. If you've got a request for a speech, let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
This has come in. Hi, John, Con, Dave, Cass, Victoria, Alex, Marta on Mondays and Tuesdays, Chloe on Wednesdays, Thursdays and Fridays. I'm a big fan of the show. This is from Alan. I've just had some great news as I've received a call saying that I could be liable for compensation with PPI. And I love it if you could play me something to add to my good mood. What I'd really like to hear this afternoon on a Friday, it's a great Friday speech, is the time that Yasser Arafat spoke about knowing how to use a gun. Just for you then, Alan, here it is.
You have to be very accurate when you have to speak with Arafat.
How does it feel that so many people want to kill you?
Well, I am a strong believer.
Are you not afraid?
No.
You always carry a gun?
Yes.
Are you good at using it?
I had used it during the battles. Did you fail? Not to forget, I have been, as an example, during the siege of Beirut.
I know. You said to have 9 lives. You survived many, many attempts. How many do you know?
As I told you, Sharon, as an example. Yeah. One example, Sharon. Mm-hmm. He had declared that he had attempted and tried to assassinate me 14 times. The bombing of my residence in Tunisia.
Yasser Arafat there, speaking about knowing how to use a gun. Another great Friday speech, that.
What a speech.
A lot of people already texting in, just saying,
tapping my feet.
I know, just saying, listening to that, driving John on a Friday, really good to hear it, mouthing along with it. It's a classic. But we play that especially for Alan, big fan of the show. He's just had a call saying he could be liable for compensation with PPI. Wanted to hear that just to add to his good mood. So that's for you, Alan. If you've got a speech you'd like to hear or a talk, then 87222.
Start your message with the words talk. I forgot it there.
Or Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's Friday, and that means live music, however. We literally, on a Friday, bring you live music by going out into the street and dragging someone in off it to play some music for us. And today, we've dragged in off the street Esther. Hello, Esther.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, very well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
Woo!
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
look at that. Yeah. You're the first busker that's gone woo at us, so...
That's good.
Impressive. So, where are you from, Esther?
I'm from Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Just come down for the week and just been busking, open micing, that sort of thing.
Good, all right. Okay, so why London? What, are they paved with gold unlike the streets of Birmingham? Why London?
Lots of gold, yep. But mainly... just to try and get my music out down here. I think there's more possibilities and more opportunities.
Yeah. Well, look what's happened.
Well, look where you
are. Well, yeah, exactly.
You didn't know this was going to happen, did you?
No.
So where were you? Where do you normally apply your trade?
Well, so I normally busk in Birmingham, and I've only been coming down to London since December.
Right.
And I just come down weeks at a time, just to try and get around London.
Okay. So, and do you have, like, favourite spots to do it in London, or do you just move around?
I have my favourite spots, yeah. I like Leicester Square, Piccadilly, and Oxford Street.
Yeah.
So I try and go all around, really. But I've got... There's a nice view at this on the South Bank, by the Tate.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that where we found you? Where did we find you? Just out and about.
Out.
All right, fine. So Birmingham, and how long have you been doing it?
Been busking for 6 years.
Oh, okay.
Now. And only been busking since December, obviously.
In London. Did you basically take everyone in Birmingham's money? They ran out.
Yeah.
And then just come down here to...
yeah, everyone's got no money.
Okay, fine.
Bankrupt.
Good. Right, look, you're going to play two tracks for us, I know. What we're going to start with what?
This is my own, and it's called Tequila.
Tequila. Okay. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons on a Friday with live music in session. Here we go.
But I'll never return. One king, no, they know what they heard. You sing what this is gonna do. Caught in a fantasy for two. And we're louder when we are in the pool. I buy things I will never use. One time I try to recover, but the insanity kept bringing me closer. Only looking round the best in love, but we only just met. Opinions matter, but mainly ours while we drink tequila. Only looking round the best in love, but we only just met. Opinions matter, but mainly ours while we drink tequila. We drink tequila. This party started on the plane. Villains are trying to be the same. You sing what this is gonna do. They're trying to reach the levels above you. Only looking round the best in love, but we only just met. Opinions matter, but mainly ours while we drink tequila. Opinions matter, but mainly ours while we drink tequila. You got hold of me, I'm staying, and all I want is you, babe. You got hold of me, I'm staying, and all I want is you, babe. Don't wanna stop, love me or not, yeah, you know what I'm thinking. Opinions matter, but mainly ours, while we're drinking tequila. While we drink tequila.
Come on, yay! Come on! Yay! Live music, live session on Talk Radio. That was excellent.
Thank you.
Do you drink tequila?
I actually don't. I'm teetotal.
You fraud! Coming around here with your merry tales of drinking.
Yep.
You could, well, look, to be fair, you could do exactly the same song, but change it to Ribena.
Oh, yeah, well, because that would, I just want to change it.
That would work, yeah. Just give me one quick verse of it with Ribena in the place of tequila. We'll just see if it works.
Okay. While we drink Ribena, opinions matter, but mainly ours while we drink Ribena.
That is
that could be an advert. That's a, that's going to be an advert. We need a cut of that.
We need to cut that because that was our idea. Yeah. So when you get very rich off that, right, with Ribena on the phone going, hey, Ribena girl, then we want the money.
Okay.
Oh, fine. Good. That was excellent stuff. Do you write songs all the time? You've got you like Prince. Yeah. Have you got a back catalogue of stuff in a vault?
Not as many albums he's got.
Right.
He's got like how many? 23?
Something like that, yeah.
So I'd write my own songs, but I'm just making an EP at the minute, so I'm starting recording.
Okay.
And I've released my single.
Have you?
Which is called Close, and it's got like a little music video with it.
Right.
And where page.
Right. Do you want to give us the address and all that stuff?
Yeah, of course.
Do
it's on YouTube. If you put Esther Turner, it should come up right on my channel.
Yeah.
And Facebook at Esther Turner.
Right. There you go. So if you want to see... are there any more alcohol-based songs, by the way? Or is that the only
no,
one
that's the okay, only alcohol. Okay,
fine, good.
There's a ninja one.
There's a ninja one?
There's a ninja song, yeah.
What's that? What?
It's just about being a ninja.
Of course it is.
She's going to tell us she's not a ninja next.
Are you a ninja?
I am a ninja.
No. Yeah, fine, yeah. Otherwise, you could have taken the ninja out and put busker. I don't know. It would work. I'm like a music producer.
I'm
firing out ideas, mate. That's all I'm doing. Look, hang around because we'll talk some more, of course, and I know you're going to play us another track as well. You listen to Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Every approved used Jaguar comes with 2 years warranty. But at the Jaguar approved used event from the 14th to the 25th of April, on top of our competitive 10.9% APR representative finance, with Jaguar Privilege PCP, you also get £1,000 deposit contribution across the range. So the Jaguar you've always wanted is closer than ever. Search Jaguar approved used.
Offer ends 25th of April 2016. Credit subject to status. Terms and conditions apply. Black Horse Trading is Jaguar Financial Services.
Soups, sauces, souffles and marinades aren't a match for diamond paint by Dulux Trade. When food is flung on my walls, then no stains are made. Oh, I could kiss my decorator.
With new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Over the last 5 years, I've learned that if I put my mind to something, I can actually do it. I've learned I can still impress my teenage daughter. I've learned that confidence is something you can get back. And I've actually learned that I am cleverer than I thought I was.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in West Yorkshire, the westbound side of the M62, still one lane closed. Accident now on the hard shoulder between 32 at Pontefract and 31 at Castleford. Queues back towards Ferrybridge services. Southbound side of the A1M in South Yorkshire, one lane closed. Queues for 8 miles. Long delays due to a lorry fire between 37 and 36. Queues back towards the Darrington turnoff. And finally in Berkshire, the westbound side of the M4 completely blocked at Reading Services due to an accident. Queues back towards Junction 11 at the A at 33. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio, like that bit of production said it was, as if it would lie. Just ahead of talking more to Esther, she's our live music this afternoon. Some of your reactions coming in, your reactions on... you can react, of course, it's Talk Radio. It's where if you've got a reaction, then feel free to react it in this direction. A lot coming in about, of course, the breaking news as well about the... the news that William Shakespeare has died 400 years ago tomorrow. A lot of people reacting on that as well. What have you got, Cornelius?
Yes, Mike says that a number of... he's going to go down to Stratford and lay a number of insects. He's not sure at the moment whether it will be two bees or not two bees.
Right.
Mickey says there's only one way to remember Shakespeare, and that's test a fire alarm and listen out for two beeps or not two beeps.
Right,
and Michael says that he's going to erect a tent in his honour. And he says no word yet on whether it will be 2p or not a TP.
Well, that is a question. Of course, Shakespeare's back catalogue speaks for itself. A lot of people saying that this afternoon. So many hits, of course. Hamlet, Macbeth, Two Gentlemen of Verona, Coriolanus, which was the one he wrote about an anus. The list goes on. His later work, Timon of Athens, All's Well That Ends Well, Fallow Period, a lot of people saying, but of course he bounced back with King Lear. And of course, Macbeth, as you mentioned, both huge hits. And a lot of people saying that he a lot of styles as well. Shakespeare, he embraced a lot of styles, didn't he? Tragedy, comedy, jazz. So if you've got a thought about Shakespeare, the sad news breaking this afternoon that William Shakespeare, the playwright and poet, has died 400 years ago tomorrow, then do please get in touch. But live music continues now. Esther's with us. She's from Birmingham, comes down to London to ply her musical trade. She's already done a song that to me is fraudulent because it was called Tequila and she's teetotal. Do you find when you, because we were talking about you've got an EP coming out and...
Yeah.
And you've got a single out. What do you do when you do this? And people listening will be in your position and wanting to know what to do. So you've got a single out. What do you then do with it? Is it the old school send it to radio stations or what?
Yeah, so with my single, I've sent it round to radio stations and I just try and, like, go to venues and sing it and just try and get people... Because I've got it on iTunes at the minute, so I try and get people to maybe either buy it or at least listen to it on YouTube.
It's worth 79 pence, I can tell you
that. Well, yeah.
So in terms of gigging, in terms of doing it at venues and stuff, I mean, you're doing that as well. You're doing, you know, people want to see you live, Esther.
So I haven't got any shows to London yet. I'm working on that.
It'll happen.
I'm at the Swan in Howzone in Birmingham and the Jam House next Tuesday.
The Jam House and the Swan in Halesowen. They are the up-and-coming venues.
Yep. They're the new venues I'm doing.
Okay, good. Well, look, I'm sure it's only a matter of time, frankly, because, you know, the influential people listen to this.
That's good.
I use that term loosely, but it's fine. What's your surname, by the way?
Turner.
Oh, Esther Turner. You did tell me that, yeah. That's right. So Esther Turner, there you go. Well, Virgin are downstairs as well, and they like all this stuff.
Oh, lovely.
So, you know, we'll put in a good word.
Thank you.
Good. Okay, we're going to play another song, I think. What are we going to be doing?
A Prince song.
A Prince song, of course. Which one are you doing?
Purple Rain.
Of course you are.
The obvious.
Yeah. good. Right, here it is then. This is Esther Turner live on Talk Radio in session, Purple Rain.
To cause you any sorrow, never meant to cause you any pain. Wanted to see you one time laughing, only want to see you laughing in the purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. I only want to see you in the purple rain. I never wanted to be your weekend lover. Only wanted to be some kind of friend. Steal you from another. It's such a shame our friendship had to end. Purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain.
Here's the thing, Esther only learned that half an hour ago.
Yeah.
is that right?
Amazing.
Yeah. Half an hour ago.
Absolutely incredible. I've never seen this happen before. We've had several live sessions here on Friday afternoon, and I've never seen people come from the office into the booth to watch someone doing it through the glass, having heard what you were doing as well. So that's
including, including Penny Smith from GMTV.
Yeah, Penny Smith off of GMTV just walked in. And watch that happen.
No way.
Yeah, why?
Awesome.
That's
cool.
We've had a nice tweet in as well. Jeff says he just watched you on YouTube performing Valerie. He said, brilliant, do more.
Yeah, but Jeff's, Jeff's a perv. So.
Yeah, he's a perv.
So, bear that in mind. Listen, that was absolutely fantastic. I mean, you sang a song about tequila, didn't drink tequila. Do you drink rain?
Can do.
Fine, yeah, that's legitimate then, isn't
snow,
it?
You know, not the
yellow snow. That's absolutely good. Also, what I do like, I mean, you've got an amazing voice, right?
Thank you.
Do I sound a bit like one of the voice judges now? I mean, I've never watched The Voice, but is this what the sort of thing they say?
You sound exactly like Will.i.am.
Do I?
Yeah.
Watch this, look, spin. I just run. Oh.
headphones.
Yeah, headphones have gone.
I just rather visually expand my chair on the radio.
Yeah,
which
it's
I think
really
worked
good.
Very well. But no, you have. That's. I mean, that's. Also, you don't sing in a Birmingham accent either. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Do I have a Birmingham accent? I don't.
No, a little
strong.
Bit. I mean, I'm from the Midlands as well, so I kind of I can detect it. You see, because I'm from Nuneaton, which not far from Birmingham. Although I would like to hear Purple Rain in a Birmingham accent.
Yeah, Black Country.
Yeah, Black Country.
Purple Rain.
That's what works, doesn't it? Yeah. I only want to see you.
See y'all.
Y'all. In the Purple Rain. Anyway.
You did it better than me.
good. Listen, thanks so much. Give us the website and all the details again about you.
Yeah, so you can find me on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram and Twitter on Esther Turner. Yeah.
Okay, and as Jeff pointed out, it's well worth watching your video, Valerie, it turns out, as well.
Cool.
So there you go. Esther, thank you so much for coming in. As is traditional, because, you know, you do
thank
busk,
you.
We have to give you coin.
Oh, there.
So, that is live music on Talk Radio. And I'm John Holmes. Some more reaction coming in, I think, generally, because we're Friday and a lot of reaction coming in.
Yes.
Is it the death of Shakespeare reaction? I think we've got news this afternoon while we've been on air. If you are just tuning in, the playwright and poet William Shakespeare has died, I'm sorry to say, 400 years ago tomorrow. A lot of people reacting. Cornelius, what have we got? Young age, 52.
Yeah, well, he's joined the 52 club, hasn't he? Yeah. With other people who died at 52.
And 1616, many people saying, because that was the year he died, of course, what a terrible year for deaths. John Betts the Younger, the English portrait painter, died as well in that year. Battista Antonelli, the early Italian military engineer. Thomas Bilson, he was the Bishop of Worcester, of course, 1596-1597. Magdalene of Brandenburg died. Margaret Clifford, the Countess of Cumberland. And Archduke Maximilian of Austria and Catholic scholar John Pitts, all taken from us in 1616. People are saying, is that a coincidence? Is that more deaths than normal? And, you know, it does seem a lot, doesn't it? Landmarks turned into sonnets in memory of Shakespeare this afternoon. The London Eye has been, how shall I love these, on the London Eye. The Washington Monument has been removed and replaced with the thonnet,
if you like.
Unthrifty loveliness, the Eiffel Tower, let not winter's ragged hand deface. A lot of tributes pouring in this afternoon for William Shakespeare, who has sadly died 400 years ago tomorrow. Yasmin's joined us. Yasmin, the Wrath of Khan. Hello.
To give me my official title.
Absolutely, yes. You're in on your Friday.
I am.
Nice to see you again.
And you, sir.
Did you hear Esther's performance there, or were you a bit late and missed it?
I was sadly making tea and attending to important business. I'm so sorry,
Esther. Don't worry.
You can just stay on and play on this show as well. It'll be fine.
It's all good. Yeah. I was busy talking to Sir Ian McKellen about Shakespeare. Sorry, Dad, dropped.
Name drop. Look at that. Look how brilliant Esther is. And you come in going, oh, yeah, but I got Ian McKellen. I mean, come on.
You're right, that was mean.
Yeah, it was mean. Yasmin. So what are you talking to Ian McKellen about then? Is it the sad death of William Shakespeare?
It is the sad death of William Shakespeare.
We announced it on the show today. Died 400 years ago, sadly, tomorrow.
It's
a shame. They're all going.
It's quite, I'm filling up.
What did McKellen have to say?
McKellen was talking about an app about Shakespeare. McKellen also, rather cheekily at the end of the interview, said that he'd recently done Who Do You Think You Are?
Yes.
And he's from Lancashire, and he said, and I wouldn't even try and do the voice. He said that he was very relieved to find out that he actually wasn't. He had some fear that he might be from Yorkshire, and he wasn't. Blummin' cheek.
I see. Good. Good. You got to, where did you find him, by the way? Did you just hanging around outside?
Hanging around South Bank.
Of course he was, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know.
Those actors, So
good. All right, well, that's good. What else?
Janet Ellis.
Janet Blue Peter Ellis?
Will actually be sitting in this chair in about an hour's time.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah. And I will probably go on for about half the interview about how I never got a Blue Peter badge.
Did you not?
No.
I did.
I don't think the ethnics ever just weren't even actually, in the running.
Actually, you're right because they would never do that back then.
No.
It wasn't called Black Peter, was it? Or Brown Peter?
No, it was not. John, so, if it had been called Brown Peter, my whole childhood would have had a very different thing.
But no, it was just those blue kids. That's all it was, wasn't it? Those blue kids. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you like about the blue kids, but you wouldn't want to live next door, would you? the blue kids.
Well, they move in. Everyone else.
Yeah, yeah. And what's then? Smurf Town. That's what they call it. Yeah, those blue kids.
I was once made to do Shakespeare in an Indian accent by a director.
What?
Yes. To be or not to be? That is surely the question.
What was that for?
It was a complete and utter waste of time, is what it was.
Wow. Listen, I've just realised that it's the 4 o'clock. So, Yasmin, up next, of course, in on a Friday, we were the John Holmes programme. We'll be back on Monday, 1 till 4. Thank you for listening. Alex has got the news next.
Talk radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.